Thank you very much
Thank
for joining
you.
Us here
Pleasure.
At Talk Radio. Well, sitting alongside them, being unusually professional and quiet, is welcome. There'll be memos about
come
this.
On.
No, well, he was being unusually welcome and unusually professional and quiet. Mr. John Holmes is here. What's on your
Hi,
show?
Hi, Julia Hartley
Hello,
Brewer.
Love.
Hi there. Well, as you know, on a Friday, what we like to do, because I'm going to tell your guests.
I love this, because every week we like to get the reaction. Yes, come on then.
So what we do on a Friday is we take all of the haters' texts and tweets that we get sent on the show throughout the week. So all the abuse.
Does get a lot.
All the trolling and all that stuff. We don't,
haters going to hate.
Exactly. And we don't ignore it and we don't report them. What we do is we give them to a man who's a producer called Con. Right, he takes them all. He goes to the lift and he reads them all out loud on air as the lift travels downwards through the building in a feature we call Condescending.
Surreal, but
cool.
There it is. So we'll be doing that today. End of the week quiz. We'll be talking about billionaires and probably Trump.
Yeah, he comes up a lot on them. Should we try and have a Trump-free week one week?
Well, it's quite difficult, isn't it? But we could give it a
shot. That would be a real
a
safe space.
Do you know, even though all the stories this week, there was Theresa, Trump, Toast, lots of teas.
Theresa, Trump? Are they getting married, are they?
Yeah. Well, it is a special relationship.
Well, you never know what happens in the Oval Office this afternoon.
She did say opposites attract.
Ew, image, head. People are going to try and eat lunch.
I sincerely hope he doesn't make a wee on a mattress.
Stop it. Oh, now we're going to leave. Every seat, you were doing so well, John. That's me done for another day, another week. That's John's career down the what about the toilet. It's coming up to 12:59. He'll be here from 1 till 4 to take you through the afternoon. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon and have a great weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
We love home. Coming back to it just the way we left it. The handwritten lists on the fridge and our collection of tools lying around. We love home because it's full of the things that matter to us. That's why we created the Nest Cam security camera. It alerts you to movement at home when you're not there and securely streams HD video to your mobile so you know what's going on wherever you are. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again? You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected Home Care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur.
Aww.
For Home Care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
Nothing, naught, nil, or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. And for even less hassle, we're offering 2 years servicing for just $199. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from now until Monday the 30th of January and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from 26th to 30th of January at participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo Car Credit.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
On the radio. Yes, just after 1 o'clock. Friday. I'm John Holmes, Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, football, sex abuse, arrest, made to meet Trump and Anton Dex honours.
Talk Radio.
An elderly man has been arrested in connection with the investigation into historical child sex abuse in football. Talk Radio's Tanya Snuggs has more.
Police arrested the man who's in his 70s at a property in Cambridge this morning. He's been questioned on suspicion of indecency with children and indecent assault. The Cambridgeshire Force says it's working closely with the Football Association. An investigation into abuse linked with the sport has so far identified more than 500 potential victims all over the country.
Theresa May has urged the US president to engage with, but beware of, Russia's Vladimir Putin. The Prime Minister made the warning in a speech ahead of talks with Donald Trump later. Sebastian Payne is a political journalist for the Financial Times.
A lot of the things Theresa May said, he doesn't agree with either. You know, hitting back against an aggressive Russia, stopping the rise of China, strengthening NATO, promoting Western values. So on board with some of them, but not all of them. And that's the balance the Prime Minister has got to strike today.
A man has died after being shot in the head and chest in Liverpool. No one has been arrested. The cash machine industry is hoping the government will step in to prevent thousands of free ATMs closing. The industry body says a disagreement within the Link network could see 8,000 taken out or start charging. And Ant and Dec have received their OBEs.
It's still kind of sinking in, really. It's a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a surreal way to end the week, coming to Buckingham Palace to pick up your OBE. But yeah, it's been an incredible week.
Brilliant.
The pair were briefly split up during the ceremony, which recognised their services to entertainment. It comes just a couple of days after they won 3 national television awards, including Best Presenter, for a 16th year in a row.
It's nice that they're inseparable, aren't they?
Yeah. Do you know what they did on the telly?
Did they eat an anus?
No, that's not what I was on about. All right.
They do that, though, don't they? On their programme, on their jungle programme, they make people eat an anus. Don't they? A kangaroo anus and stuff like that.
Yes, I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah. So what did they do on the telly?
They they stand in order. So Ant and Dec.
Yep.
It's always Ant on what appears to be the left when you're looking at the screen.
Yep.
And Dec on the right, and they swap sides. It was shocking.
Great. Did the Queen know which was which?
It was Prince Charles.
Did he know which was which?
Probably. I mean, they were separated.
Yeah, which are you? You Ant or Dec? You Dec or you Ant? You don't know which is which.
That's a good impression.
Thanks so much. Mm. That was Ant I was doing.
Oh, maybe not so much then.
All right. Do you want to do the weather?
Well, I'm here.
Okay. Talk Radio National Weather. You do the weather. I'll eat a twirl.
Is that one of my twirls?
Yep. I'm eating your twirl.
Thanks for... That sounds disgusting. At least, like, back away from the mic when you're chomping. Mostly cloudy with rain moving into western and... John!
What?
Western and southern areas. The best of the sunshine will be across Scotland. Highs of 8 degrees. It's really disgusting when people eat on air. It does my head in. And don't speak when your mouth is full either, because that's not particularly good manners.
I've emptied it.
Well, not really, because you're still...
Like, I'm not!
I can see you moving your mouth to clear whatever's in there.
It's a good start today, isn't it? Have you finished the weather?
Yes.
I wasn't listening. I was eating a twirl.
I know. I could hear it in far too much detail.
Okay. Here's Ben now with a pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Crystal Palace manager Sam Allardyce doesn't know where the club are at in their efforts to sign Carl Jenkinson. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger claimed yesterday the fullback's wage demands are delaying the transfer. Allardyce admits money does seem to be the issue. He's also confirmed Patrick van Aanholt is having a medical ahead of a move from Sunderland. It's understood the Dutch fullback would sign for a fee which could rise to £14 million. A busy weekend of FA Cup fourth round action gets underway this evening on Talk Sport with a tie between two local rivals. Premier League champions Leicester head to Sky Bet Championship side Derby in Talk Sport's live commentary match. Finally, cricket. England have named an unchanged 14-man squad for their one-day international tour of the West Indies. The first of 3 ODIs with the Windies gets underway in Antigua on the 3rd of March. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks, Ben. There's Ben there with whatever that was, and Victoria with whatever that was. And now here's a Friday programme for you.
Talk Radio.
Ah! Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again?
No.
You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected Home Care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur. For home care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. I am broadcasting equivalent of gentlemen's downstairs. It could well make you feel sick. So I have to go to a prostitute and sleep with her. Snoring's what does it for me. That's just radio banter.
That's fine.
I thought you were calling the prosy a bag.
No, I would never do that. You could wear it round your television. What you bought that for, drunk?
To hear her snoring.
I am a content man.
Apparently it only took 30 seconds.
Why do I care about that?
Because you'll be meeting them.
I literally won't. So, okay, so what's the plan then? What did you do in your van?
Asbestos removal operative.
History-based history news now.
Nick Ferrari.
Defender of the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms of southern England against the Vikings.
Just play the ads.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
You and I are bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So good afternoon then, hello and welcome indeed. And I say good afternoon, but hey, you know, we're all friends here. Let's call it like it is. Good Friday afternoon to you. As the weekend, like Theresa May in Donald Trump's office, arrives. All full of potential. And I'm sure, I mean, I think I speak for us all when I say I know that she's going to get a good trade deal. Because after all, Mr. Trump seems like a thoroughly decent chap, doesn't he? I think that's... We can all say that. Thoroughly decent fellow, Donald Trump. Why would he try and stitch her up? He wouldn't, would he? And she's not grovelling up his arse at all. So, you know, I imagine by the end of today, what's going to have happened is this. She'll have agreed that Britain will take all of the immigrants he's kicking out of America. We'll give him all of our exports for free. We'll pull out of NATO because he says he doesn't like NATO because it smells. And I think she's going to agree that the UK will pay for the Mexico wall. I imagine that's going to... And then Donald, to be fair to him, will do his bit by agreeing that all that should happen. And spelling her name wrong three times in a White House brief. And then he'll grope her cat and send her on her way. Such is the special relationship. Meanwhile, while Theresa May, of course, is in America being potentially, or rather literally, glad-handed by Donald Unpleasants, back where she isn't, in Westminster, Labour MPs are rebelling over the Brexit bill vote. Now, you've been hearing about this, I know, with Julia as well, that this is has already been a resignation from the Labour front bench. This is that they're defying the three-line whip. The Liberal Democrats have got involved as well. They've said they're going to oppose Article 50. But then again, that's just the Liberal Democrats, so no one cares. And to be honest, no one can really remember who the Liberal Democrats are, so that's kind of pointless. Oh, by the way, I should mention this as well up front. During today's show, we will be passing a bucket round to help Mexico. Humpty Trumpty has said that he's going to impose a 20% import tax on goods and services coming into the US from America, so Americans can now be expected to pay more for their crack cocaine and prostitutes in future. But talk radio staff... We'll be bringing a bucket round during the show, so when it gets to you and wherever you're listening, just give what you can to help Mexico pay for the wall. And they export a lot of avocados as well, Mexico, of course. And while you're wondering whether or not to put money in that bucket, you think of the devastating blow to this country's middle class if that particular well dries up. You think of that. What the hell are they supposed to smash on their artisan sourdough if the avocados stop coming, eh? Donald Trump simply hasn't thought of the consequences. The man is a monster. Anyway, on today's one, Friday, isn't it? So later, live music as we drag a busker off the street. I mean, we do actually do that, right off the street, to perform live in the studio. Live Music Friday. The big debate at 3 o'clock, that'll be here. The big stories tackled and analysed in depth through the medium of short-form Japanese verse. That's the news in haikus. All your reactions this afternoon, a brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz, that's what we do on a Friday, that'll be here. And Headline Hijack is on the way. Let me tell you, if you're a first-time listener who goes on message boards to say how confusing it all sounds, let me explain to you now what Headline Hijack is. It's where we put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. It's fake news writ large, celebrated, not decried like Donald Trump seems to think it should be. No, celebrated. A made-up news story. It will come out of Victoria. She's here. She's got a mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. And you get to hijack her news bulletin at 2 by sending us a made-up news story, and then she will say it as fact. It's like the film Captain Phillips. You know, remember that? With Tom Hanks. Remember Captain... Where, if you recall, Tom Hanks was the captain of a container ship which was hijacked by Somali pirates, OK? It was based on a true story a couple of years ago, wasn't it? So if you imagine that the news is the container ship, you're a Somali pirate, and Victoria is Captain Phillips, right? So your job is to make up a news lie and attempt to storm her poop deck. Just to keep the shipping... analogy there. 87222 is the
start
number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Friday's Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well. If you are lunching alone, then why not become inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair? Become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club. The criteria is this. Just be lunching alone. That's it. Just be lunching alone. Just be lunching alone. All you have to do. Come on the radio, tell us why. Win a souvenir gift prize. There's an email for that. It's this. Cornelius, do you want to do it?
No.
Okay. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And it is some request Friday. On a Friday, well, over on Radio 2, Simon Mayo has all request Friday, so we can't use that because it's copyrighted. And he plays music, which we can't really technically do very much either because it's a speech radio station. So it's Some Request Friday, and you can request a speech or talk, one of your favourites maybe, and we'll play it for you if we've got it. Maybe you're going away for the weekend, you'd like a shout-out, you'd like to hear former First Lady Barbara Bush's 1990 Wellesley College commencement address. I mean, that is a banger!
It's one of my faves.
I know. Or maybe you're getting married this weekend, you and your partner's special favourite speech is Michael Green's 2015 TED Talk, Why We Shouldn't Judge a Country by Its GDP. And that's another... It's another big hitter, isn't it? Let us know, and we'll play your speech or talk request. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Ginger Dave is not here today. He's not producing. Carrying on his special relationship with half a dozen students in the back of his van. None of them conscious. Ass Podcast is through the glass. She's through the...
Miserable window!
Join in at home. Here she is. This is the noise her arm makes when it moves.
Sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze.
Oh.
But I didn't.
And that's the kind of level of anecdote we're used to from her.
The funniest thing she said this week.
I know. Hi, Kat. Hi, Cass. Hi.
Go away.
She's a witch. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi.
Victoria's news looks like a lady.
Yep.
Okay. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
It looks like God forgot to give him any eyes and then remembered at the last minute and just stuck two non-matching ones on the side of his skull randomly.
Rude.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon from Talk Radio. And as we like to, let's get into today's big story, that works, with some music.
They paid paradise, put up a parking lot, with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell. Big Yellow Taxi on Talk Radio.
Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a
big yellow taxi took away my old man.
But why, oh why,
don't it always seem to go,
would I,
that you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Be playing.
You paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi on what is, to all intents and purposes, a speech radio station.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. Paradise, up a parking lot.
Why though? Well, play along at home.
Paradise,
put
up a parking lot.
Take it to the end, Joni!
Paradise, put up a parking lot.
At the end, her balls dropped. So, why would I be playing that though? Well, it's an excellent song, I think we can all agree. On the radio, on a talk radio station, Courtney. Why? I mean, what? I know you're wondering, and I know you at home, you're probably wondering as well, but why not have, I guess, it links to today's big story.
Big story, yes. Yeah. I thought that might be the case.
It's well, production that, colour. We play a song. To
yeah, get, yellow. Is it something to do with big story?
Big yellow taxi.
Big yellow taxi.
Big story.
Which are in the Americas, in New York.
Yep.
Also in New York is America.
Yeah.
And
other way
in
around,
America.
Other way around, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, also in America is New York.
Yep.
And that's where Teresa pick up the Teresas and put them in a museum.
Yeah.
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 So I
took all
this.
The Treasers.
Treasers.
Put them in a Treaser museum.
Yeah.
Charged everyone $1.50 just to see them.
Yeah. Dollar. American. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Trump. Theresa May.
Yes.
Meeting
yes.
Donald Trump.
No. It's because it's got the word taxi in it. And if you take the it off, it's tax. And there's a story today. A big story about a report come out from a parliamentary committee saying that the super rich get special treatment from the tax office. It's very timely, of course. It's coming to the end of January. Many people doing their self-assessment forms, having to pay tax by the 31st of January. And apparently the super rich don't. They instead get preferential treatment, and the rest of us do not. And so they don't pay as much tax as they should. And a parliamentary committee has slammed this. We're going to talk more about this, find out why the super rich don't pay the tax that they should be paying on Talk Radio. We're going to need a guest to do it. So, means we've got to talk to Cass. So she's through the glass. That's her arm there making that noise.
What?
We need a guest. Today to, because I want to talk about this story. It's in The Guardian, The Telegraph and so on and so forth. About the billionaires, the super rich, the high net worth individuals, Cass, like, you know, Cornelius's parents, not paying any tax whatsoever and getting special mollycoddling from the HMRC, from the tax office. Could be talk to someone.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do that next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
You can always tell a driver of a mini hatch with John Cooper Works Sport Pack, featuring a split level spoiler and 17 inch black alloy wheels. They're the ones feeling better about the daily commute, Sunday drivers, and the search for a parking space. All for just £249 a month and a £249 initial rental. Book a test drive now. Mini. Who's in? Visit mini.co.uk/sportpack. £249 initial rental. 48-month hire agreement from Mini Financial Services, subject to status and availability. UK only. Guarantees may be required. Available for new vehicles ordered by the 31st of March and registered by the 30th of June 2017. Participating retailers only. Mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle.
Now at TradePoint. Tarmac Pulse Mix Concrete, just £2.90 per 20kg bag. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint.
David's hot or not chicken curry.
My wife Maria loves hot, spicy food. I found this out on our first date. She said, I really fancy your curry. Well, I was keen to impress, so I said, great, that's my favourite too. But it isn't. Never has been. We've been married 15 years and I still haven't let on. Don't know why, but whenever I cook a favourite, chicken gujarati, extra spicy with green beans and fresh ginger, I do what any self-respecting chef would do. I cheat. I put a king-size spoonful of natural yoghurt in mine and I keep stum.
Find David's chicken curry recipe, hot or not, in-store and online. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cumbria, the M6 southbound, still a lane closed due to an earlier accident between 41 for Catalan and junction 40 for Penrith. In West Yorkshire, Kirkhamgate, the M1 southbound, there's a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between 40 for Ossett and 39 for Wakefield. In Oxfordshire, the M40 northbound, queuing traffic for 4 miles due to a broken down lorry after junction 9 for Bicester. And in the West Midlands, there's a lane closed on the M42 southbound due to a broken down vehicle between 6 for Birmingham Airport and 5. I'm Paul Jenkins.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today. And you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Friday afternoon, welcome along. If you're just joining us, we will be talking today's big story very shortly. But a lot of your reactions have been coming in to the studio, as you'd expect them to. Now, Talk Radio, very much the home of reaction, of course. If you have one, then like a spare. Some people have spare reactions, don't they? Don't waste them. Don't throw them in the bin. Recycle them. Take them to your local supermarket if you have a reaction on anything. Now, rolling out across the country, Talk Radio's reaction bins are next to the bottle banks. You'll recognise them because they've got a gurning face picture of Julia Hartley Brewer on the side. And if you've got a reaction, just pop it in there, and then they're collected and the reactions are then brought over to us here at Talk Radio in the Talk Radio reaction lorries. What has been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. Our dreams, they are made out of real things, says Jack, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia-toned loving. Thanks very much, Jack. And, John, I can't believe the UK economy only grew 0.6% in the last quarter. Our economy is clearly a shower and not a grower.
Thank you very much indeed. 8722.
Start your message with a word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's talk about today's big story. They say every year at around this time doesn't have to be taxing. And it isn't taxing, is it? Tax isn't taxing at all. But only if you're one of the country's super rich. It seems as not only isn't tax taxing, but also the tax office isn't taxing them either. We learned today that a parliamentary public accounts committee has found that Britain's billionaires get special treatment, get a special deal from HMRC. Now, this is a report that's come out today that says, while you and I are often aggressively pursued for tax, high net worth individuals, the super rich, such as footballers, Jimmy Carr and Cornelius's parents own Bromley. Are not pursued as the rest of us are. Not only that, but while calls to HMRC from you or I are recorded, meetings and phone calls, it seems, with high net worth individuals are not. And instead, what happens is they go in for a meeting, the rich people, they're laying upon pillows of silk, given cocaine to eat while they're orally entertained by one-time tax, doesn't have to be taxing voiceover Moira Stewart. That's more or less how it appears, anyway. But let's find out what else the committee have discovered in the One Rule for Them and Another for Us investigation. Alex Wilde is a research director at the Taxpayers Alliance. He's on the telephone now. Hello, Alex.
Hi there.
Hi, good. Thank you for joining us. I'm good to have you on. So, what's going on then? So, are the super rich, is this true? This is a parliamentary committee. It's a public accounts committee. They said there's been a failure to crack down on wealthy tax dodgers. It undermines everyone else's confidence in the system. What's going on, Alex?
Well, actually, one of the first things they say in the report is that they don't really know what's going on. Because what's happened is the amount of income tax paid by what are classified as high net worth individuals, which are people who have £10 million or more in assets, has fallen from about £4.5 billion to about £3.5 billion.
Yeah.
Now you've got to be slightly careful with this because there have been changes in the tax rates since then. You know, we had a 50p rate, we've now got a 45p rate, and whether or not you agree with that change, you know, not collecting tax which isn't due is you know, you can't blame HMRC for that.
Yep.
But I think that we've got to have some sympathy, really, with HMRC when reports like this come out, because they, you know, it doesn't look particularly good for them in the newspapers. But you've got to, you've really got to ask yourself what they're coping with. And we have a system whereby twice a year, although Philip Hammonds has said he's going to change that now, twice a year we have a budget or an autumn statement, and we have hundreds and hundreds of pages of legislation going through Parliament, which vastly complicates the tax code. At the same time, HMRC's sort of budget is being stripped back, which again may not be a good thing, but it's quite difficult for them to adjust with the sheer sort of volume and complexity of legislation that politicians are asking them to interpret.
Should it be the case, though, that and one could argue this, and as one could argue it, I will, is that if they let the rest of us off, but just sort of stopped bothering us so much and went after the super rich percentage, they'd make more money out of them anyway than they would out of however many million of us who don't have to pay us. Do you see what I mean? If they concentrate all their resources on going after the really rich people, surely their income, in tax terms, is going to be higher anyway.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. I don't know, but I mean, how much, you know, you or I mean, I just get a paycheck at the end of every month, and my tax is all done by a computer. I've never filled in a tax return or anything like
well,
that.
Well, I have to. I mean, because I'm freelance, so I have to do that. And obviously, a lot of people are at this time of year.
I'm unlucky.
I know your entire January is spent with shoeboxes of receipts, but you know, but you know, it is a pain in the neck, and they will absolutely aggressively come after you if you're even a day late with paying it. You've got to work it out. You know, it's a lot of work, and I just wonder if they're, you know, they'd save money sending the letters to Jimmy Carr than they would to, you know, the rest of it. That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah, I mean, there's also potentially a problem here with sort of target setting of, you know, we want to get X, you know, we want to catch X thousand tax cheats. Now, it might be relatively easy for someone to sort of get a few, you know, get a few hundred sort of small fish, but maybe sort of landing a big fish who is, you know, who is evading tax might be a huge amount of work and involve a lot of complex sort of forensic accounting. So maybe there's a problem in the sort of incentive structure.
Yeah, I mean, there's all this stuff. Again, this is in the report today. Wealthy people are now moving from these off-the-peg tax avoidance schemes, and the quote is the high street equivalent of Primark or Next, to made-to-measure Savile Row tax arrangements. So that's the quote. And, of course, that does make it harder to get money off them, doesn't it?
Yeah, and again, but what is facilitating these the creation of schemes like this? I mean, quite often it is politicians making stupid rules about tax. I mean, for instance, we had film tax relief was a famous one recently, where all kinds of famous people were were caught up in that. And, you know, because the government had decided at the time that, oh, you know, we quite like films and that's a very fashionable industry.
And that, that was, if you invest in a film, the budget to make a film, it was tax deductible, basically.
Correct. And what at the time, the Treasury said that they thought this was going to cost £30 million a year. That was going to be the revenue that was going to be foregone by this, by this tax relief. But it was so badly designed that it's actually ended up costing sort of £700 million.
Yeah.
And this is, it's because of these stupid, complex things that politicians keep doing. That is what actually makes these kind of schemes that you're talking about possible. We need to just stop meddling, get rid of a lot of these reliefs, and really simplify the tax system so you don't have these loopholes and these schemes which people who are fortunate enough to be able to, you know, pay tax advisors, lawyers and accountants hundreds of thousands of pounds can get away, get around the system in ways that perhaps, you or I or many of your listeners can't.
Is that, just very quickly, in terms of this, it's mentioned in the report whereby our calls to HMRC are recorded, but there's kind of a super rich helpline where meetings and telephone calls aren't recorded. Is there any truth in that? I mean, is that something that sounds likely?
I mean, we know that these extremely wealthy people do have their individual sort of customer relations managers. Now, like I say, these people's tax affairs are often extremely complicated. They're getting income from various sources, various companies, etc. So maybe that is justified. But the problem is, where is the line sort of drawn? I mean, they shouldn't be offering tax advice to these people. They shouldn't be advising them.
No, I mean it's just not
less.
A level
just,
playing field, is it? That's the point.
That's the problem, and it's a difficult line to draw, actually, and it is somewhat blurry, so it is something that is going to need sort of greater scrutiny in the future to make sure these people aren't getting sort of undue advice.
Final question for you, Alex. Should Mexico be forced to pay their tax bills for them?
I don't think that's a good idea, and I don't think it's really possible either.
Okay.
We're going to have a controlled experiment, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we are. We'll see what happens and how much money Mexico have to part with. Yeah. Alex, listen, thank you very much. Alex Wild, Research Director at the Taxpayers Alliance there. Just by all means, react at that. You know, if you want to insult a rich person, name that rich person footballer, Sir Philip Green, etc., Cornelius, his mum or dad, then do please react in this direction with as much vitriol as possible, especially if you're sitting surrounded by shoeboxes full of receipts at this time of year. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Very spoilt. It's just after 1:30, and now Victoria's got the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Ahead of talks at the White House, Theresa May has warned against failed foreign policy, which took the UK into wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. In a speech in Philadelphia, the PM also said the new American president should be wary of Russia. Sebastian Payne from the Financial Times has told Talk Radio it was a crucial audience.
If she wants to make a success of Brexit, she needs to get a rapid free trade deal with America. And that's why actually talking to the congressional Republicans is more important than Donald Trump, because Trump isn't going to be deciding a trade deal. It's going to be the Senate and the House of Representatives. So the fact that she went and gave a barnstorming speech that allied with many of their views is great.
Detectives investigating historical allegations of abuse related to football have arrested a man in his 70s. Officers arrested him at a property in Cambridge this morning. Police say it appears a man who was shot dead at a meat market in Liverpool this morning was the victim of a targeted incident. It's understood he was in his 40s. The number of urgent operations being cancelled in England has risen 27% in 2 years. NHS figures show almost 4,100 were put off in 2016 as pressure on the health service increases. And Ant and Dec.
Who are they?
They're TV presenters that called Ant.
And?
Dec.
Call them by their full names, if it's easier.
Ant McPartlin.
No, his full first name is Antichrist. And the other one's called December.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Antichrist and December.
I'm sure it's Anthony and Declan.
Antichrist and December.
Anyway, ignoring John, those two say they're thrilled to pick up their OBEs. They're taking their families out for lunch following the ceremony at Buckingham Palace. The weather mostly cloudy.
What are they going to give them to eat? A kangaroo's anus?
Can you stop talking about anuses?
Ain't I?
I'm pretty sure that's not the plural. Mostly cloudy with rain moving into western and southern areas. The best of the sunshine will be in Scotland. Highs of 8 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes because John was overrunning talking about tax.
In an hour's time, Victoria will be back.
I will have finished in an hour's time.
With bonus news today. It's vegetable news. Animal news, vegetable news, mineral news on consecutive days. Vegetable news today. Yes. Looking forward to that?
No.
Okay. Right, so that, and of course Headline Hijack on the way as well. We'll explain that momentarily.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio. On The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes, we're going to be talking about Twitter bots, the growing threat from international terrorism. We'll talk about asteroids, the Loch Ness Monster, plus alternative timelines and the very strange Mandela effect. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes, Sunday night from 10, Earth Time on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In that aforementioned 24, now 23 minutes, of course, the news at 2 o'clock will be... Well, it'll be there. I mean, there'll be some news. A fraction of it might be pronounced correctly, given that Victoria's got to do it. Although maybe not. But, however, it will contain a news lie. We call it Headline Hijack. Headline Hijack. Headline Hijack. Oh, yeah, I forgot reactions, didn't I?
Do it after the next
break. I will do, yeah. Just let's just do this admin, you know, later when the adverts are on. So. It's Headline Hijack, then. Your made-up news stories. There to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. If you are a new listener, and I know we do get them every day because we get messages from people who literally don't understand what's going on. It takes two, three, four listens to get into it, right? So,
five to realise you don't like it.
Yeah. It's like when you started watching The Wire. You don't understand the first one at all. Second one, oh, I don't really know. Give it a third go.
That's pretty bad because I didn't stick with The Wire.
Oh, there you go. By episode four, suddenly it's one of the greatest things ever made. It's like that. So, Headline Hijack, then. Made-up news stories. Fake news embraced. It's in the news at 2 o'clock. We'd like you to make that news story up. That's how it is. What we got? Cornelius, what's coming in?
Headline Hijacks.
I know that. Do you want to read one out?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's from Catherine, who says, after winning their 36th National Television Award this week, presenting duo Ant and Dec have announced that they are going to deliberately try and not win an award at next year's event. The pair have said that they are going to put less effort into all their work and are considering becoming alcoholics.
Oh, thank you. This is from Leslie. It's been revealed that ahead of meeting Donald Trump, in order to make a good first impression, Theresa May has dyed and styled her hair into the same haircut as President Trump. The famous do, of course, has since swept America, very much like a comb-over. Remember when Jennifer Aniston's hair was very popular? Everybody is getting the Trump. Now everybody's getting that now. Everyone in America. All the ladies.
Even Hillary.
Yep.
Barack.
Yep, Barack Obama's had a Trump. Yep.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan's got a Trump.
Really?
The Rock.
The Big Show.
Yeah. What?
They're all wrestlers.
I don't know. What
Kane. Triple H. Rikishi.
Stop it.
Well, technically, he's Japanese.
Stop it. The BBC has announced that it will be ending its long-running soap EastEnders. This is coming from Ross. The show, which has been running since 1985, is expected to go out with what's been billed as a Royal Rumble of Affairs and Murders, in which one character will win.
Hulk Hogan?
The bookies have suspended odds on Ian Beale being the last man standing. All right. Make up a news story. Better than those. Get it to us, 8732.
Snotty message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Snotty message with any word.
And you could be today's headline hijacker. Also, Lonely Lunch Club on the way. If you're lunching alone, we want to hear from you. Get on the list. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And you could be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair, becoming a member of the Talk Radio in the Afternoons Lonely Lunch Club.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hacksaw Ridge has been nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director Mel Gibson, and 3 BAFTAs, including Best Actor Andrew Garfield.
You don't kill.
No, sir.
You're a conscientious objector.
Mel Gibson brings you the extraordinary true story of the soldier who saved 75 men without lifting a gun. Critics are calling it a movie not to be missed. 5 stars. Hacksaw Ridge, in cinemas now, rated 15.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
This weekend, The Times will be putting MasterChef's Monica Galletti to the test, and you can too, with a recipe guide from the Queen of the Kitchen. Read our exclusive interview about working as a tough love judge and learn how to wow guests with her easy weekend dishes. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got 3x2-inch CLS timber for only £1.80 for a 2.4-metre length. Now that's a real deal. Yeah! See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Oxfordshire, the M40 northbound, still a lane blocked and queuing traffic for 4 miles due to a broken down lorry after junction 9 for Bicester. In Staffordshire, the M54 eastbound, 2 lanes closed and slow traffic due to recovery work after a broken down lorry between junction 12 for Wolverhampton and 1 for the A460. In Greater Manchester, the M60 anti-clockwise, a lane closed on the entry slip road due to a medical emergency at junction 10 for the Trafford Centre. I'm Paul Jenkins.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today. And you'll see what I mean.
I like the way you work it.
Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is a quarter to a time and I am John Holmes on Talk Radio. Now, a lot of your reactions have been coming in. Thank you for them. Largely on today's big story as well. We were talking to the research director of the Taxpayers Alliance about this report today that says billionaires and the super rich are simply given preferential treatment by HMRC. Their phone calls aren't recorded like the rest of us. Phone calls are, and they're mollycoddled. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John, these billionaires not paying taxes makes me sick. Yeah. But then the NHS can't afford to heal me because billionaires are not paying taxes, yeah, which makes me feel even sicker. It's a cycle, and I hate cyclists. Yeah. That's coming from James. John, if billionaires paid all their tax, we'd easily be able to pay for a wall along the Mexico border. Think how popular that would make us with Donald Trump. That's coming from Piers. John, I have a contact at HMRC. Molly, she is great. I don't know why everyone else is moaning. I've earned where I get to. And so deserve a personal assistant at the tax office.
Mm. That's coming from?
I don't want to say.
Is it your parents? Yes. Right, then, your news, then, this afternoon is, of course, the news is dominated by the story of Theresa May in America with Donald Trump. If at any point he does touch her cat, we will bring you that breaking news as it happens as well. If Rory McGrath, the television star Rory McGrath, stalks anyone, we'll let you know about that as well. A lot of news going on, actually. 27% rise in the number of NHS operations cancelled in 2 years.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Breaking news, that
really?
Is. Yeah.
You read that off the screen?
Just read it off the telly there.
Really?
Yeah.
GPs are selling equipment to avoid getting into debt as well.
Knee operations in Worcestershire have been described as, hang on, it hasn't scrolled yet, as alarming by the Royal College of Surgeons.
Mm.
Hundreds of millions of pounds.
Promised
to schools in England. When Julia does this, she makes it a lot smoother, yeah. Doesn't she? Have been taken back by the Treasury. Yeah. What I'm getting at, the news at Tesco is merging with the UK's biggest wholesaler.
Booker.
In a deal worth £7 billion. Pounds. That's all the breaking news scrolling across the bottom of the screen on the television in here this afternoon. But the news is very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it. It just goes so quickly.
I know. It's all right, though, because this is your go-to help. Because what we do is we take the big stories, as you know, if you're a regular listener, and what we do is we run them through the, well, obvious medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Mexican goods tax. We'll pay for wall. That's a lot of guacamole.
The news in haiku. Anton Deck have got an OBE. That's in the news as well, isn't it? Anton Deck there. Antichrist and December. We've got an OBE.
Yeah.
Imagine that, getting an OBE just for forcing a celebrity to eat an anus.
That's the 36th year in a row that they've won the OBE.
They've got so many now, hasn't it?
I know.
They think someone else would get a chance, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The OBE. Poor Stephen Mulhern.
OBE Awards. And Deck there. Getting an OBE. So, now... What?
You really have to be watching three different televisions on mute alone whilst listening to this show to really get it.
Yeah. But when you do that...
You'll find out quite a lot about the show.
It's a little bit like listening to... You know that whole myth of listening to The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd while watching The Wizard of Oz, and it links up?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you start The Wizard of Oz, and when the MGM lion roars at the beginning of Wizard of Oz, and you start Dark Side of the Moon album, it absolutely matches up seamlessly. And that is a theory. Listening to this is like that, but you do have to be sitting alone in your pants... watching three televisions tuned to three different channels.
Sky News, BBC News and ITV.
Yeah, all on mute in front of you. And in a minute, Jeremy Carl's emergency room will be on. And we know how much fun that is while we're on air. Anyway, shall we meet today's Lonely Luncher? I think we probably should.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Lonely Lunch Club, then. That works like this. All you have to be is lunching alone. A Lonely What Lunch, and we'll induct you into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. You'll become a member of the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Lonely Lunch Club. We are essentially here for you to make your lunchtime fewer lonely, and we can chit and chat about anything you'd like to chit and chat about. So, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, on the telephone today, is it Amalia?
Yeah.
Hi, Amalia. How are you?
Good, Daisy. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, that's a curious name, Amalia. Where's that from, then?
Well, I'm from Norway, originally.
Oh, I'm in Norway, of course. So it's a Norwegian... All right. Well, you're not in Norway now, though, I take it?
No, I'm at uni in Norwich.
Okay, fine. Is that because it starts N-O-R-W, like Norway? Was it the closest you could find?
Yeah, because, like,
it's
fine,
okay,
and people back home understood.
Yeah, good. All right, well, listen, Amalia, it's nice to have you on. Thank you very much for getting in touch. The Lonely Lunch Club, as you know, is there for Lonely's What Lunch. You are lunching alone. Tell us why.
Yeah, well, simply because I couldn't be bothered to get out of the house, and... went on a mad one last night.
No way. So, all right, I see. Like that, is it?
Just chilling, you know?
Yeah, just chilling after a mad one.
Yeah.
Where did you go for your mad one?
Oh, we went out just to a club in Norwich.
Club in Norwich,
what's
it called?
Nothing special. The Loft.
The Loft?
Yeah.
Is it where the cool people hang out, Amalia? The Loft, is it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Norwegian expats just hanging
yeah,
out
exactly.
down the
all
loft. So, all right. So, were you? I don't know what the young people say now. Were you
buzzing,
drunk?
I mean, steaming.
Know, is that what you say now? Is it
hammered?
Hammered.
Yeah. Hammered. Were you drunk as well?
Good.
Work crunk.
Time, yeah.
Crunk. People say.
Do they?
Crunk.
All right.
Crunk.
Fine. Good. All right. Well, that, you know, you're lunching alone. You can't be able to go out. What are you going to have for lunch? Have you had a sort of hangover-based lunch, carbohydrate heavy? What are you doing?
Well, yeah. I bought recently one of those, like, Linda McCartney pie thingies.
Oh, yeah. Linda McCartney's pie, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I've never tried them before, so that's what I'm having with some salad.
Interesting. Have you already eaten it? I mean, what does Linda McCartney pie taste like?
Yeah, I've already had it, and right. It's really nice.
Was it? All right. Yeah. What sort of pie? I mean, obviously vegetarian, clearly, but what sort of...
Yeah, vegetarian.
But what?
With like a gravy-type thing in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Has it cured your hangover? Has it made you feel better?
Yeah, a bit.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Go all Linda right. McCartney.
Yeah. Well, she can't. She's dead. What do you want to idly chat about? Because we can pick any subject you like. The idea of this, you see, Amalia, as you know, is that we play the role of your virtual friend or colleague, and we can just sort of make you fewer lonely by indulging in idle, slightly awkward chit chat. I wonder if there's a subject from the news, maybe, or anything like Ant and Dec got an OB. I don't know if you saw that. It's exciting, isn't it?
Well. One thing that did happen today was that the Queen visited UEA, the uni in Norwich.
Yeah, the University of East Anglia, yes.
Yeah.
The Queen?
Yeah, the Queen.
Right.
And she was going to some exhibition, like art exhibition.
Yeah.
But before that, lots of uni officers were not really happy about it, I guess, because they're against the monarchy. And they wanted to protest, but I don't think they actually did it.
So it was sort of... nothing happened, essentially. The Queen turned up and no one could be
exactly.
asked.
Sorry, what?
No one could be asked
nothing,
at all.
Nothing happened.
Right. That's great, isn't it? That's the problem with students today, isn't it, Amalia? You know, back in... Think about Vietnam protests back in the 70s. In the 60s in America, you know, where the students took to the street. Think of the Women's March last weekend, Amalia.
Yeah, where... I went to that.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did you get on? How was it?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was my first proper, like, protest.
Yeah. Did you have a placard?
Yeah, and there were so many people, and it felt really empowering.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you march? Where did you march around? How far did you go?
Well, so we went from, like, Grosvenor Square.
Yep.
And then all the way to Trafalgar, actually.
Did you shout a slogan?
Yes, I did.
What was your slogan?
Well, we kind of just followed the crowd, and lots of people were saying, "Hey ho, Trump has got to go," or something like that.
Right.
And so we were chanting that.
Doesn't quite scan that, does it? Not quite. No. Well, you know what? Hey ho.
Something like, "Hey hey, ho ho."
Yeah, there we go.
Trump has to go. Hey, hey.
Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey.
Doesn't scan. Hey, hey. Yeah. Ho, ho.
Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey.
Donald Trump has got to go.
Hey, hey. Join in. Hey, ho.
Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Donald Trump has got to go.
I feel quite empowered now.
Yeah.
You've empowered us, Amalia.
Yeah.
Oh. Good. All right. Listen, now you get to choose, by the way, a gift prize. By the way, the point I was making was, though, you could be bothered to do that, couldn't you? But you couldn't be bothered to protest against the Queen, and that's just lazy.
It's just the Queen. Who cares?
Right, fine. So, now, a gift prize. You'll hear some gift prize music. It sounds like this. And the next thing you'll hear is a list, Amalia, of gift prizes. You get to choose one of them, and we will send it to you.
Okay.
So, stand by, listen carefully. Here come the prizes.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, Talk Radio, home to assistant producer, who, according to his own website, loves radio so much that he likes to kiss a radio set. I may have had a hand in why that's on his website.
Did he leave his website admin page open when he went home and then you altered it?
Yes. He still hasn't noticed.
Okay, well, he's an idiot.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Today, not featuring a haiku so offensive that I couldn't even write it on the Metro for fear of fellow commuters reading it over my shoulders and actually having a go at me.
What was it about? I don't suppose you can even say that.
No.
I think I know.
The far right.
A Talk Sport mug.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Adrian Durham has got to go.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Voted the world's worst book
what?
By everyone.
That's not true, is it? Because it's a very...
Everyone voted.
Very well-reviewed book that I wrote that came out last September about growing up.
That's 2016 for you.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing...
What?
I don't know.
Yep.
Should we blunt the blades of grass to stop footballers getting injured?
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Last year, Colin Murray unfortunately died from TalkSport and left behind these calendars, who he left to us in his will. Thank you, Colin.
Who he left to us in his will. You're right today.
I haven't written anything for this section.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
A colander.
Good. So, out of all those, I think you'll agree, Amalia, what an excellent range of prizes that is.
Yeah, great range.
Other radio stations give away holidays, not us. We're not falling into that stupid trap. Which of those would you like?
Oh my gosh, that's a difficult decision.
Isn't it, though? I know.
Yeah. But I'm intrigued by the Trump mug thing. Was that a thing?
Well, it's a mug.
The okay. TalkSport mug.
TalkSport mug.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Adrian Durham has got to go.
Yeah,
that's what I liked about that.
Right.
The mug, go ahead.
Right, it's on, you're on. It's yours. It's as good as yours, Amalia. Thank you for joining us and sharing, and just sharing.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, Amalia there, in our lonely lunch club. You could be in there as well. What fun it is. Email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. All right, then. Just in a minute, really. It's 2 o'clock. The news will be late.
Classic Victoria.
I know.
It's always her fault.
Always her fault, isn't it? But there will be a made-up news lie in there for today's headline hijack, but we need the name of the winner, of course. Cornelius, give me the name.
It's Hugh.
And where's he from?
America.
Okay. Hughes in America. He sent in a headline hijack. And he has his made-up news story in the news, which is next. After that, on the programme today, more coming, of course. There's an end-of-the-week quiz. There's a big debate at 3. There's a man in a lift. He's called Con.
Hiya.
He'll be in a lift reading out the texts and tweets that we get from the haters that hate this show and me personally. As that lift travels downwards through the building, it's the feature we call Condescending, of course. And the work experience punditry today, Kieran. brings us film reviews for the weekend. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The all-new Jaguar F-Pace is the ultimate practical SUV.
It's actually a performance car.
It has five spacious seats and 650 litres of boot space.
0 to 60 in just 5.1 seconds.
And it can achieve up to 57.7 miles per gallon.
Race-inspired driving dynamics.
It's a car for the whole family.
Yeah, tell them that.
All-new F-Pace, Jaguar's first SUV. Experience performance from every perspective. Search F-Pace. Jaguar, the art of performance. 0 to 60 applicable to 380 PS engine. MPG applies to 2-litre diesel rear-wheel drive manual in test conditions for comparative purposes only. Real-world figures may differ.
911, what's your emergency?
I'd like to talk to the police. I've been robbed.
Robbed?
Well, hustled.
Okay, and do you know who did this to you?
Yeah, it was a British guy. Ronnie O'Sullivan?
Ronnie O'Sullivan?
That's him. Turns out he's a 5-time snooker world champion. Took all my money. Car, pants.
Where was this, sir? Memphis, San Francisco?
Chicago.
That's the 5th time this week.
What?
Nothing. We'll deal with this, sir.
He took my pants!
Ronnie's teaching America a lesson. Ronnie O'Sullivan's American Hustle. Coming to history. Thursdays at 10.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Reddies, Spondoolies, Dosh, Cash. Whatever you call money, you could be £50,000 richer with The Sun. Collect 10 tokens inside the paper and you could win 50,000 big ones. That's £50,000, moolah or dough to chase away those January blues. Only with The Sun. Start collecting tomorrow.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, it's 3 minutes past 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump to meet May, a man shot dead in Liverpool, and Shia LaBeouf is arrested.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has visited the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington Cemetery ahead of her meeting with the US President. The national anthems of both countries were played before the Prime Minister laid a wreath at the memorial. The chief historian at the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, Glyn Prizer, says these kind of visits are important.
It's a very significant moment. This is probably one of the most famous cemeteries in the world. And for visiting leaders, this is often a very important part of the itinerary. A very significant moment.
It comes after the White House spelt Theresa May's name wrong in notes handed out to the media. They missed out the H, giving the vicar's daughter the same name as a retired glamour model. Later, the Prime Minister will head to Washington for face-to-face talks with Donald Trump. Detectives investigating historical allegations of abuse related to football have arrested a man in his 70s. Tanya Snuggs has the details for Talk Radio.
The man was detained by police at a property in Cambridge this morning on suspicion of indecency with children and indecent assault. Cambridgeshire police say they're working closely with several partners, including the Football Association and local children's safeguarding boards and councils, as part of their county-wide investigations. The man remains in custody.
A murder investigation is underway after a man was shot dead in Liverpool. Police say they believe it was a targeted attack. The number of urgent operations being cancelled is the highest on record. NHS England says almost 4,100 were scrapped last year as the health service came under intense pressure. That's a 27% rise from 2014's total. And Shia LaBeouf has returned to the Public Art Project, where he was arrested yesterday. Police say the actor scratched and pushed a man outside a museum in New York while taking part in an anti-Trump installation. The 30-year-old has spent the first few days since the US President's inauguration chanting, "He will not divide us," in front of a live camera.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
What was in the news today? There was...
Trump...
Oh, the porn star.
Yes. So, Theresa without an H...
Yes.
...May is a former glamour model and pornography actress.
A pornography actress. Well, you see, I have some sympathy with Theresa May having the same name as a pornography actress.
Well, it's not the exact same name, but if you said it out loud, it would sound like the same name.
Well, my name is John Holmes.
Mm. What?
Right. Now, Google...
I've just done it.
Google John Holmes, right, but with an H.
With an H.
Oh, do you have it there, Con? Can I see
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So you go and have a look at that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's a mustachioed man.
Yeah.
He looks like your stereotypical porn actor.
Yes, but I
Big
do share...
Tash.
I do share a name with him. Ah. Not just a name.
Are you trying to tell people that you've been making entertainment, adult entertainment films?
No.
No, this man's tall.
Oh. Anyway, have you done the weather? No? Yes?
No?
No? All right, fine. Here we come.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it comes, the National Weather with Victoria. She's got the weather, she's called Victoria. She's got the weather, she's called Victoria.
Do you know what? When you're like 5 minutes late, I wish you'd put more effort into
it. She got the weather, she's called Victoria. Yeah. She got the weather, she's called Victoria.
Thanks, John and Con. Mostly cloudy with Welcome. Rain moving into western and southern areas. The best of sunshine across Scotland with highs of 8 degrees.
There's more in half an hour.
There is.
And it will be bonus.
Well, in 23 minutes.
Bonus news on the way with Victoria at around 2:30 as well. Today's vegetable news, in case you're, you know, you've just tuned in to find out what that's going to be. So now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Talk Sport understands Chelsea won't give up their pursuit of Celtic goalkeeper Craig Gordon. However, Blues boss Antonio Conte won't comment on reports linking his side with a move. And West Ham are expected to sign Robert Snodgrass in the next 24 hours, with Tigers head coach Marco Silva saying the winger has made it clear he wants to leave. A busy weekend of FA Cup fourth round action gets underway this evening over on Talk Sport, with a tie between two local rivals. Premier League champions Leicester head to Skybet Championship side Derby in TalkSport's live commentary match. Cricket: England have named an unchanged 14-man squad for their one-day international tour of the West Indies. Finally, tennis: Rafa Nadal set up an Australian Open final with Roger Federer. Nadal came through an epic last four tie that lasted close to 5 hours. He beat Grigor Dimitrov in 5 sets, 6-4 in the decider. It'll be the first time in nearly 6 years they'll play each other in a major final. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the Royal Patrol of British Vets has announced that in order to bring down medical prices for pet owners, they're going to start selling the meats of animals they've had to put down. The exotic meats are considered delicacies in some parts of the world, with animals as small as a hamster being worth up to £40 in meat.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. There she had the news, and Ben had the pre-recorded sport. Next, work experience punditry. It's on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ahead of that, though, there is the small matter of some request Friday. Now, if you are a regular listener, you'll know what this is. On Radio 2 on a Friday afternoon, Simon Mayo is able to play requests on his programme, music requests for people who wish to hear songs that they like. Shout-outs they get, don't they? Requests and dedications. You know how the radio works. We do that here on a Friday as well, but because our licence agreement with Ofcom doesn't allow us to play music like that, we have to do it with speeches and talks. So if you've got a favourite speech or talk that you'd love to hear, perhaps a classic banger, then do get in touch and let us know. As we said, maybe you're getting married this weekend and you have there's a TED talk that maybe you and your partner first made love to or something. Or maybe you... you just go away for the weekend, you know, and you know the words to all of Barbara Bush's 1990 Wellesley College commencement address, and you just want to talk along with it in the car. Get in touch and request a speech or talk. Here's one that's come in. Good afternoon, everybody. Hi, John, Con, Victoria, Cass, Chloe, Marta, Denny, Lauren, Laurie, Paul, Alex, Johnny, who likes to kiss radios, Hootie, and the Blowfish. I'm in the mood of my life today, John, as I'm retiring from 5 years' service from the Metropolitan Police.
Mm.
Well done. I am a police dog. And in this time, while working as a police dog, I've learnt a lot on the job, such as how to take down criminals and requests. Speeches from the odd speech based digital radio shows. Please could you play me my favourite ever speech, Bette Midler presenting the Golden Globe for best film score, as I hand in for the final time my badge and lead. And that's coming from Benji in London. He's put a little paw print on the end of that.
Clever. Well done. Good dog.
Well done. Good dog. Good dog, boy. Benji. Good boy.
So here's a little treat, doggy treat for you. Bette Midler presenting the Golden Globe for Best Film Score.
Oh my God, but I made it. Now I know you're all on the edge of your seats, dying to know who I'm going to trash this evening. I hate to tell you this, folks, there is no trashing to be done in this category. These nominees are absolutely unbesmirchable. Nevertheless, I'm here anyway because you may have heard I love this category, scoring. Yes, there is a cheap and vulgar joke to be made right there, and if I were half as cheap as I look in this dress, I would tell it. But I hardly think that appropriate for an occasion as pompous as this one. So we'll save the cheap shots for the People's Choice Awards. Film scoring is special. Film scoring enhances the action and the psychology of movies. Film scores are often enduring, like da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. They are often compelling, like da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. And they're often emotional, like da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
I mean, what a classic. Yeah, get your lighters out. Whoa. Bette Midler there presenting the Golden Globe for Best Film Score. Played that for Benji, who requested it. He's leaving the police force today. He's been there 5 years as a police dog, handing in his badge and lead. If you've got a request you'd like to hear on the radio for some request Friday, a speech or a talk, because that's what we're allowed to do because of our licence agreement, then get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're absolutely right. If you do just tune into this, it really is a bit weird, isn't it? But in a good way. It's not like anything else, is it? And so we arrive at the junction of the show marked Work Experience Punditry. If you are a regular listener, you'll know it's where we reach a helping hand out of the radio and pull up the next generation of critics and broadcasters by getting our work experiences. Rather than putting them in front of the photocopier or the kettle, what we do instead is put them in front of the microphone and get them to review stuff. Music, television, geeky, gadgety, crap, hipster nonsense, and on a Friday, film. We tell them it's because we care about them and because we want to give them a leg up in the industry. The real reason, however, is that they're free and we don't have to pay them. Kieran's back. Hello, Kieran.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome back.
Hello, everyone.
So, Friday films.
Friday films. We've got a lot coming up today.
All right.
We're going to review Jackie.
Yes.
Starring Natalie Portman, who, of course, got an Oscar nomination on, I think it was Tuesday, for the role. We're going to do Sing, the new big family blockbuster that's opening today. It's big animation. You've probably seen the posters everywhere.
I've seen the trailer as well.
Well, the film feels like it's been out forever, or it's been out for at least a few weeks. And then we're going to do What's on the Telly this weekend, if you can't be bothered going to the cinema.
Where are we going to start then?
We're going to start with Jackie, which is a biopic basically of Jackie Kennedy and the weeks after JFK's assassination.
All right, and here's a clip then from Jackie with Natalie Portman.
Good day, Mrs. Kennedy.
Mr. Valenti, would you mind getting a message to all our funeral guests when they land?
Of course.
Inform them that I will walk with Jack tomorrow, alone if necessary. And tell General de Gaulle that if he wishes to ride in an armored car or in a tank, for that matter, I won't blame him. And I'm sure the tens of millions of people watching won't either.
Why are you doing this, Mrs. Kennedy?
Oh, I'm just doing my job.
There's a clip there from Jackie, which is the new film starring Natalie Portman. And as Kieran said, it's about Jackie Kennedy. And it's the aftermath, is it, then, of the shooting?
It's the aftermath of the shooting, and it really takes place in just a three-week period.
Yeah.
It's directed by Pablo Larraín, who is a Chilean director. This is his first English film. And the way he's constructed the film is basically through flashbacks. So there was a very famous interview that she did with Time magazine about 6 months after his death. It was published, but she started the interviews 3 weeks before, and so they used that as the construct to for the film. Okay. And then they go through flashbacks of the immediate aftermath of the death. And the first thing to say about this film is that Natalie Portman is fantastic in this film. She is on screen 90-95% of the time. There is no time, really, there is no scene where she is not on screen. And I think in a lesser actor, with a lesser actress, the performance could have been very one note. You know, it could have just been actress plays sad and just do sad. But Natalie Portman manages to evoke so many different kind of emotions within this portrayal. It is a phenomenal performance to watch. And I mean, the other thing to say about it is that you go into this film, and what they do is they recreate that very famous scene, the tour of the White House she did at the very early days of the JFK administration. And the likeness between her and Jackie Kennedy is phenomenal. Obviously, there are those two iconic images of Jackie Kennedy. One is the White House, and one obviously in the pink bloodstained suit. And in both of those images, you really are very unsure where Natalie Portman ends and Jackie Kennedy begins. It is a stunning, stunning performance.
It's quite interesting. As a film, it's sort of slipped under the radar a bit, hasn't it? Because it's been eclipsed by La La Land and Manchester by the Sea and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. I'm glad she's been nominated. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but in terms of it as a film, it just kind of hasn't pushed through.
It hasn't pushed through, and I was wondering, I was actually thinking about this the other day, because I spent a lot of time alone on my own.
Obviously.
And I have time to think about these things. And I think maybe it's partly because La La Land has been such a success, and in my opinion, I think it shouldn't be such a success. I think it's actually, when you have this kind of film, and you have Manchester by the Sea, I actually think it's quite a shallow film. But I also think that maybe with, it's a very, you know, it's a celebration of Camelot, that image of Camelot, which really, in a way, was perhaps most replicated in the Obama administration.
Yeah.
And obviously you've got Trump coming in, and so I think it may be a timing thing, in the sense that people are not feeling that they want to talk about this kind of discussion. It's not a laugh a minute, this film. It's not something.
And how much detail does it go into the immediate after effects of the assassination? Because I was talking to someone who didn't fully know the story. I recommended JFK. I sort of said, look, you know, you want to get the whole story, watch JFK first. You know, the Oliver Stone film with Kevin
Brilliant.
Costner and Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
And then maybe watch Jackie to see the sort of follow-up behind the scenes.
Doesn't go into the same level of detail as JFK in terms of Oswald or anything like that. But what struck me about this film was the cinematography of it. It was the first time that I'd ever seen a film about JFK where they'd really gone into the visceral kind of moments immediately after the assassination. You know, the blood and the trip to the hospital where they just like floor it down the road and everything.
And the brain matter.
And the brain matter.
That was a significant
And it really is. I mean, it's a terrible moment, but it is one of the most exhilarating moments of the film, because I think it's always, in a lot of JFK films, it's alluded to, or you see the Zapruder film, and it's kind of sanitized. But it was a really visceral moment. But in terms of actually going, oh, well, Lee Harvey Oswald, and then Cuba, CIA, conspiracy theories and stuff like that, it doesn't do that. But that is also, it brings me into what I think is the flaw of the film, which, you know, you go into a film like this called Jackie, right? And Jackie is a woman who is so iconic that you kind of forget her backstory. She is the woman in the pink dress with blood on her, in the same way that Madonna will be remembered for the cone bra, right?
Yeah.
And so you kind of...
And adopting everybody.
And adopting everybody. Yeah. And adopting everybody.
And blowing up the White House.
And blowing up the White House. Give her time. She's working on that one. She's working on that one. But she's so iconic that you actually don't know anything about her.
Yeah.
And that is the one flaw in this film, that if you go into this film expecting to learn something about Jackie Kennedy, you don't. And it is amazing that for a film about such a famous woman in the 21st century, to completely define her in relationship to JFK. There's one moment in the film where she says, you know, I didn't choose to be famous. I just married a Kennedy. And that is the major flaw of the film, that you will not learn anything about her. Her whole relationship, her whole presence in the film is purely defined by being married to a Kennedy. But that is the flaw of the film. But I mean, there's so much to love about it. Cinematography, every shot looks like it's a photo from Vogue. Okay. You know, it's really just beautiful to look at. There's some great cameo performances from John Hurt. Richard E. Grant turns up for a while. And it's just a really stupendous film that I think everybody needs to see, because it has gone under the radar. And I know Emma Stone is getting all the buzz for the Oscar nomination, but I really think Natalie Portman is the one to watch.
All right.
It's an amazing performance.
Kieran, thank you. That's Jackie then. And we're going to come back after the traffic and travel. We're going to talk Sing.
Yes.
And what was the other one?
We're going to talk about 0 Days, which is a documentary on BBC Four.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about what films to watch this weekend on the telly if you're skint and can't go out.
Work experience punditry there with Kieran. We'll be back with more of it. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 15 kilogram tub of Dunlop non-slip wall tile adhesive for only £5.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
This weekend, The Times will be putting MasterChef's Monica Galletti to the test, and you can too, with a recipe guide from the Queen of the Kitchen. Read our exclusive interview about working as a tough love judge and learn how to wow guests with her easy weekend dishes. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Brr. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault! There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid!
That's not a big deal. This is. Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink, and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when you're less cancelled. T's and T's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Northamptonshire, the M1 southbound is still queuing traffic due to earlier emergency repairs between 17 for Dunchurch and 16 for Daventry. It's in the roadworks area there. In Derbyshire, the M1 southbound, a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between 29 for Chesterfield and Mansfield and 28 for Alfreton. In Somerset, the A38 in both directions is blocked at Samford Arundel due to an accident near Brimston Lane. And in Shropshire, the M54 westbound slow between junction 3 and 4. I'm Paul Jenkins.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking film because it is a Friday and we are midst work experience punditry. Kieran's with us. We've already been talking about Jackie, the new film starring Natalie Portman. She got nominated for an Oscar for that, of course. Next, however, animated family fun. Sing. What's it like?
It's good. Basically it's a film that adults with kids will go see instead of La La Land.
All right.
Because Sing is basically about a koala played by Matthew McConaughey, who has a theatre and it's falling to pieces and doesn't have any money, so he decides to put on a talent show to save the theatre. So it's basically The Muppets meets Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot you can say about the film. It is an enjoyable film. It's going to kill an hour and a half for any parent just wanting to keep their kids quiet for an hour and a half. But this is from the company that do Despicable Me. They did The Secret Life of Pets, and they were quite inventive films, I thought. I mean, you've got kids, right?
I have, yeah. I didn't... Despicable Me, yes. Secret Life of Pets, I thought was a bit disappointing because it hadn't got anything for adults in it. The best films like Zootropolis, for instance, which I think that's up for Oscar as well, isn't it?
Well, my benchmark is always Shrek.
Or Shrek, yeah, because they work on two levels.
Exactly.
But whenever a new animated family film comes out, they're always likened to something that has gone before. And Zootropolis, I think, was probably the best example of it because it was so clever and so good. Secret Life of Pets just didn't have anything other than stuff that was just pets. There's no kind of thematic stuff that works on another level. Where does Sing fall then?
Well, I think because of you, especially like you say, you know, Despicable Me, it's imaginative and creative. I have to say that I think as soon as you say, if you're a writer and you decide, I know what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a film about a talent show, it instantly becomes derivative and uninspiring. And so the film really falls into that category of it will keep your kids entertained for an hour and a half. There are a few laughs in it. As a parent, you're going to sit through it. You're going to see where it's going.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it, but you're never going to go to another parent, or you're not going to go get the DVD, and there's not going to be a mass merchandising, you know, exercise around it, because it's going to be one of those things that you forget about an hour later.
Yeah.
And like a reality show as well, the problem is because when they're on stage, it's great, and there is a German camp pig, and nothing gives me more joy than watching a camp German pig singing I Want to Live Forever. It is a genuinely it's a beautiful moment. But the problem is, like an actual reality TV show like The X Factor, it gets bogged down in backstory, and some of these backstories are very odd.
Oh, you don't want the backstory of a camp German pig.
You don't want the backstory, right? And you've got this,
you don't even want the back bacon of a camp German pig.
Absolutely not. It's the cheap cut. Yeah. My grandma told me. Yeah. It's like, and then you have the thing of, like, you have these very odd backstories which seem kind of shoehorned in. And in the cinema I was in, it was full of kids, and they were all just a bit bored. When the backstory happens and everything, everyone lost attention a bit. The popcorn started rustling more. People would just lose their attention.
Were you the only person there without kids?
I was.
Did they look at you, like, really suspiciously?
They looked at me very suspiciously.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm surprised they even let you in.
I tried to convince my friends to come along. Yeah. But
just you, sitting there with no kids, and everyone else has got kids. Look, who's the weird man at the end, Daddy?
And I literally tried to tactically think to myself, where is the best place I could sit? Should I sit at the back of the... Should I sit right the back? Should I sit at the front or anything? I realised there's no good place to sit in a cinema like that on your own. You're just going to get weird looks.
We're running out of time, so let's pick one more thing, if that's all right.
So there's a very good documentary on iPlayer at the moment, and it's been repeated on BBC4 this weekend. It's called Zero Days. It's the new Alex Gibney documentary. He, of course, did Going Clear, the big expose on Scientology.
Yes.
This is a fascinating documentary about cyber warfare in the 21st century. It basically tells the story about how the Americans and the Israeli governments colluded together to create a virus to infiltrate the Iranian nuclear facility, which the Iranians then discover and weaponize. And it discusses the impact that cyber warfare, which is a very, very important issue, especially in the era of Trump, because cyber warfare requires, you know, subtlety whereas Trump is not subtle. And so it is a fascinating, it's a real life James Bond thriller with real consequences for the 21st century. It is a really fascinating documentary. It's on iPlayer now. And if that doesn't take your fancy, Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring is on ITV1 and The Hobbit is on ITV2 this weekend, or both on Saturday.
There you go. Look at that. Comprehensive.
And bang on time.
And yeah, bang on time.
Kieran, thank you so much
right.
for that. We'll see you again.
See you again soon.
Excellent. Film reviews, Friday, Work Experience Punditry. Kieran, there they were. All of your recommendations for the weekend. Now, in the next half an hour, we will, of course, be testing your brand loyalty to this show with the end of the week quiz. There's the big debate at 3. A man in a lift. Later, we'll read out all of the texts and tweets that we have got from the haters and the abusers. We don't bin them, we don't report them, we don't block them. We give them to Con, and he reads them out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building. That's called condescending. And we'll have live music, of course, as we drag a busker in off the streets to perform for us in the studio in the last half an hour. It's 2:30, Friday afternoon. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Starting off with some breaking news, Joe Stevens has resigned from the Shadow Cabinet in protest at Jeremy Corbyn's decision to force Labour MPs to back the Article 50 Brexit bill. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Theresa May has laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington Cemetery in Virginia. She's having talks with the new president later, where trade and security are expected to be discussed. Glyn Prizer is the chief historian at the Commonwealth War Graves Commission.
It's a chance for something a little bit different from the immediate concerns of politics. You know, this is about history, it's about honouring the dead of previous conflicts from the First and Second World Wars, particularly, of course, in terms of the alliance between Britain and America.
A man in his 70s has been arrested by detectives investigating historical allegations of abuse related to football. The suspect from Cambridge has been questioned on suspicion of indecency with children and indecent assault. It's being recommended anyone who wants to be a Church of England vicar is asked about their sexual history. A report on same-sex relationships says singling out gay applicants is unhelpful. Two solicitors who stole hundreds of thousands of pounds from their clients have been jailed for 6 years each. The pair, who are former lovers, spent it on a Caribbean holiday and propping up the law firm in West Sussex. The number of urgent operations being cancelled by NHS England has reached a record high. It happened more than 4,000 times last year. That's a quarter more than in 2014. And Rafa Nadal will play rival Roger Federer in the Australian Open. He's beaten Grigor Dimitrov in a 5-set semi-final on Friday. The weather, mostly cloudy with rain moving into western and southern areas. The best of sunshine across Scotland, highs of 8 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
There's more now because, as a regular listener will know, it's time for bonus news. It happens because Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be. And, well, she gets paid the same, so she has to make the time up. So at 2:30 every day, bonus news. It's either animal news, vegetables news, or mineral news, as that covers everything off. Today, it's the turn of an vegetable.
Yeah. And vegetable.
And vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
That's the worst one.
Oh, I love that.
That's my favourite
one. Is it?
Definitely my jam.
Do you think I should extend it so that we've got like a couple of minutes bed?
Yeah, I'd like longer, good hour.
Okay, I'll do that.
No, because this is the bed.
Okay, so starting off with an update from last week's big vegetable news story. Experts are now warning that the courgette crisis could last till June because of bad weather in Spain. Now, the grocer says that the availability of tomatoes, peppers, broccoli and lettuce may also be infected until...
Infected?
Not infected.
All cucumbers are infected.
My God, are they withdrawing cucumbers?
I didn't even mention cucumbers. That was Cornelius. So, to reiterate, tomatoes, peppers, broccoli and lettuce may also be
deadly.
Until at least May.
Stick to chips.
So, if you didn't know, the southern eastern area of Murcia in Spain produces 80% of veg which are sold in winter. And it's because of the bad weather there that's the knock-on effect.
I did know that.
All right, Mendes. Next, an American TV station has undertaken an investigation into why a town in Pennsylvania has stank for the last 3 weeks. So WNEP-TV was receiving complaints about the stench in Jersey Shore.
Does Cass live there?
No.
Our assistant producer Cass smells of
egg. I do not smell
of
egg.
You smell
of
egg.
I do not smell of egg.
You do?
No.
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 Excellent producer Cass.
Shut up, Con.
You do smell of an egg.
I don't smell of an egg.
Chloe?
Yeah?
Does she smell of an egg?
No.
Is that, are you saying it like that because she's standing next to you looking threatening?
No.
Cass eats egg all day.
And I don't eat our egg all day.
And you do. And she, thus she smells of an egg.
Oh, shut up.
I wonder if she's egg-bound. Anyway, WNEP-TV was receiving complaints about the stench in Jersey Shore, and after going to a local sewage works and investigating some other lines, they found that the culprit was rotting radishes. So apparently the warm weather there means they've rotted earlier than normal, and that's what's stinking out the whole town.
Right.
And finally, a man who was cooking his Sunday lunch was surprised to find some carrots that appeared to be hugging. If you want to see a picture, then you can go to my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne. That is spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. I've mentioned it to the team so they can see the picture. Do you want to have a look, John? Then you can see what I'm talking about. So Kevin Thomas discovered one tiny human-looking baby carrot wrapping its arms around a much larger one.
It's just two carrots growing together.
They look like they're hugging.
Yeah, they do look like...
He ate them as well.
Looks like a carrot is spooning a carrot.
Yeah, that's the story.
Right.
And to see that picture, Twitter. And then my Twitter page,
Victoria. We don't need to know your Twitter.
_Bourne. B-O-U-R-N-E.
Can't do that. Can't do that. So, no news of avocado then?
Oh yeah!
Actually, I've got avocado. I've got an avocado baguette today.
Have you?
So when you were talking
about
that's
not really the news we were looking for.
So when you were talking about avocados earlier, I was like, oh, I'm so glad I've got my avocado baguette.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm about to eat it. Yeah, it's got sun dried tomatoes in.
Fascinating.
A bit of rocket,
absolutely.
As well.
Rocket, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like the avocados. Last of the avocado? Because avocados are going to stop.
It's a fruit,
aren't they?
Though. Avocado. Mm. It's not a vegetable.
Yeah, because it's stone. It's like olives and tomatoes.
Well, you could have.
Technically veg.
Yeah, but you mentioned them.
I mean fruit.
You mentioned them.
Yeah, but I was talking about courgettes initially.
Avocado is the news, isn't it? Because of Mexico. Because if Donald Trump puts a 20% levy on imports, avocados
might
stop.
So you asked me to do vegetable news, so I do vegetable news.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then now you're like, oh, give me fruit news.
But you brought fruit news. You mentioned tomatoes in there.
Yes, but they were not the top line grab. That was just an aside.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Anyway, that's Victoria with vegetable news. On Monday, mineral news. You listen to Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Most of us do the everyday. Not me. From now on, once a week, I'm jumping outside the box of the everyday into the chest of drawers marked Never Done It Before. A new challenge for me, Paul Ross, on a Full Set Breakfast each and every week, starting next week with line dancing.
Don't tell my heart, my achy-breaky heart.
No, not Billy Ray Cyrus line dancing, lion dancing to say hello to the Chinese New Year, the year of the rooster, and me and a lion. I can't wait, he lied unconvincingly. On the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, will get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I don't want to hear him make that noise again. Now, before we break for traffic and travel and then come back with our end of the week quiz, don't forget the big debate at 3 o'clock as well, debating all the big stories. Now, it's Song Request Friday. You can request speeches or talks. Not music, because we're not a music station, but speeches or talks certainly can be requested here, and we'll play them for you. That's how it works. If you want to talk along with it in the car, or, you know, you just want to hear a banging anthem, speech anthem, a spanthem, then get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag spanthem.
Good afternoon show. I hope you're all very well, except Cass. She smells of an egg. I would love it, John, if you could play for me Warren Buffett's legendary speech from the Nebraska Education Forum to celebrate the news that the Treasury are taking back £384 million, this is in the news today, of course, from school funding. I'm so glad, as I'm scared the next generation are going to become really clever and take my job, but this will help deter that. Thank you. That is from Clark, who is in Carlisle. Well, Clark,
how nice for you that we have managed to find the speech you so want for your request and dedication. Here it is, then, for you, Warren Buffett's legendary speech from the Nebraska Education Forum on Talk Radio.
Testing. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. That's 4 million. Okay. I'd like to talk to you about your financial future, and I hope those figures become applicable to all of you as we go along. And I'd like to start by posing a problem for you. And instead, I'm just going to talk for a couple minutes, and we'll do Q&A, because what we want to do is talk about what's on your mind. But I'd like you to think about this for just a second. If, as we walked out of here today, I said I would like to buy 10% of your financial future, I was going to write you a check today, and from this day forth, you were going to give me 10% of everything you earned, how much would you want to charge me for that? I'm going to buy 1/10 of you. And I may take the low bid, incidentally, so be careful what you write down. Well, I think if you thought about that a little while, you can contemplate that for a few minutes. You know, you're going to get a check from me today, and you can do anything you want with the money, but from this day forth, you have to give me 10% of what you earn.
Yeah! Whoa! 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 Amazing! I love that. What a speech! Doesn't it take you right back? You remember that summer? You know, we all used to be in the fields, didn't we?
Yeah.
Dropping the acid and listening to that. Yeah. Takes you right back to the summer. The summer of buffet. Doesn't it?
Buffet.
Yeah, him. Takes you right back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What a banging classic.
Mm.
Have you heard the remix of that?
No.
So good.
Really? Who does it?
So good.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. If you've got a speech or request you'd like to request, then get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. We will be indulging ourselves in today's end of the week quiz next. If you'd like to play the end of the week quiz, your brand loyalty to this show well and truly tested, then get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Talk Radio.
Talk.
John Holmes.
Talk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Nothing, naught, nil, or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. And for even less hassle, we're offering 2 years servicing for just $199. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from now until Monday the 30th of January and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from 26th to 30th of January. Participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo car credit.
Now at TradePoint. Tarmac post-mix concrete, just £2.90 per 20kg bag. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22kg baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
David's Hot or Not Chicken Curry.
My wife Maria loves hot, spicy food. I found this out on our first date. She said, "I really fancy your curry." Well, I was keen to impress, so I said, "Great, that's my favourite too." But it isn't. Never has been. We've been married 15 years and I still haven't let on. Don't know why, but whenever I cook a favourite, chicken Gujarati, extra spicy with green beans and fresh ginger, I do what any self-respecting chef would do. I cheat. I put a king-size spoonful of natural yoghurt in mine, and I keep stum.
Find David's chicken curry recipe, hot or not, in-store and online. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
This weekend, The Times will be putting MasterChef's Monica Galletti to the test, and you can too, with a recipe guide from the Queen of the Kitchen. Read our exclusive interview about working as a tough love judge and learn how to wow guests with her easy weekend dishes. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
911, what's your emergency?
I'd like to talk to the police. I've been robbed.
Robbed?
Well, hustled.
Okay, and do you know who did this to you?
Yeah, it was a British guy. Ronnie O'Sullivan? That's him. Turns out he's a 5-time snooker world champion. Took all my money, car, pants.
Where was this, sir? Memphis, San Francisco?
Chicago.
That's the 5th time this week.
What?
Nothing. We'll deal with this, sir.
He took my pants!
Ronnie's teaching America a lesson. Ronnie O'Sullivan's American Hustle. Coming to history. Thursdays at 10.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In Bristol, the M4 eastbound, there's a lane closed on the entry slip road at junction 19 for the M32 due to an accident. In Berkshire, the M4 heading towards London, there's a lane blocked and queuing traffic due to an accident before junction 6 for Slough and Windsor. In Cheshire, the M6 northbound, very slow traffic at junction 16 for the A500 Stoke. And in North Tyneside, the A19 in both directions looking very heavy around the Silverlink roundabout. There are roadworks on that stretch. I'm Paul Jenkins.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, and it's just gone at...
Bless me.
Did you just wait for like 3 minutes?
No, you
minutes?
Know how sneezes work. You can't sneeze on demand.
It's like 3 minutes of travel and adverts. And,
yeah.
And then you waited until the end of
it. I didn't wait... Just as the mics came on, I was just like, oh, great, I have to sneeze. Yeah.
So the radio that you're listening to with a sneezing man on it, in about 10 or so minutes' time, there will be the big debate. In a moment, the end of the week quiz. But ahead of that, I don't know whether you've seen any of the news. Theresa May, for instance, have you seen any of the news, Cornelius? Have you seen any of it?
I saw a couple letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of them was a P.
Yes.
And the other was a Y.
Okay. Well, anyway, Theresa May is in America.
That explains the Y.
And she's meeting Donald Trump, which explains the P.
P, yeah.
Yeah, which he likes prostitutes to do on him. So the she's gone there for a meeting for the special relationship, of course. They will be discussing trade. They will be discussing security. And that's happening. Over here, meanwhile, of course, there's a Labour revolt over the Brexit vote. So we've had two resignations now, I think, from the Labour front bench. And we could expect more. Now, if people don't follow the three-whip line, and they are in the shadow cabinet, they will have to resign. I think that's how it works. If you don't... if you don't vote under the whip, then you and make a stand, I think you do have to resign your position. But it's going to be interesting to find out what happens. The Liberal Democrats have also said that they will not back Article 50 as well. No one cares, of course, because no one can remember who or what the Liberal Democrats even are or what they're for. But the news is quite complicated, isn't
it?
Oh,
I can't get my head around it.
No, I know, Cornelius, and many people can't. And we're here to help that. Because what we do on the programme is we take the news and we run it through the medium of Oriental short form verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Brexit bill is just one paragraph. May as well just be a haiku.
Brexit! In haikus. Now, let's take a look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back over my shoulder.
It is the Talk Radio 124 in the afternoon's weekday brand loyalty quiz. If you've been listening all week, it's the quiz for you. What I've got here are three clips of things that happened Monday through Thursday. All you have to do is work out what happened next. That's it. That's the quiz. On the line to play today is Dan. Good afternoon, Dan.
Hello.
Hello, listener Dan. How are you, Dan? You all right? You all right, Dan?
Yeah, good. Good to be talking to you.
Good, good. Well, it's good to be talking to you, Dan, I'll be honest with you. And what we're doing now, by the way, is idle radio banter.
Okay.
So you know what's going on. I don't know whether you've... Have you ever heard any radio at all, Dan, in the past? Have you ever heard any radio, like Ken Bruce or something, or Radio 2 or whatever?
Talk radio specifically.
Well, good. That's the correct answer. Yeah, but it's what the presenter, you see, is sort of duty bound to talk to the listener who calls in in some idle chit chat before we get round to what we're actually doing. Do you see what I mean? It's kind of, you know, you just have to.
Yeah. Well, I've listened to you obviously and Jake Yap on a Sunday.
Jake Yap on a Sunday. Good. Good. Very good. Strong. Good. Ian Lee at the Knights as well. Always worth it, of course. So I recommend that. Anyway, look, Dan, so you've been listening all week. Now, what I've got for you... what do you do, by the way? We should. That's more of the banter. What do you do?
I'm a student.
A student. What are you student of?
Chemical engineering.
Chemical engineering, Dan. And what a perfect soundtrack to engineering some chemicals, Talk Radio in the Afternoon really is, isn't it? Perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect, yeah.
All right. Well, I've got three clips of things that have happened, Dan, on the show. I'll play them to you one at a time. All you have to do is tell me what happened next. Are you ready to play? Are you ready to play?
Here we go, then.
Here we go. Come on. Come on, Dan. Right. Question number one. We're going to begin with Tuesday, Dan, and it was Hot Guest Action Day. Carl Donnelly joined us, the comedian and vegan, the vegan who isn't Jake, yep, joined us on Tuesday, and this happened. Why did you go down the full vegan as opposed to the intermediate vegetarian then? What was the...
Because vegetarians are the worst. Let's be honest. You know, either do one or the other, I say. Don't be a fence sitter. Sit there, no, it's a moral decision, isn't it? While you've got all leather on you and you're eating eggs. Shut up.
Eggs. Which our assistant producer Cass smells of.
Yes.
But it wasn't just...
Stop saying I smell of an egg.
Stop smelling of an egg, then.
Egg.
Whatever.
But it wasn't just Carl on the programme, of course, on Tuesday. Later, comedian and carnivore Andy Parsons joined us. But what did Carl Donnelly tell us about Andy Parsons? Did he say, A, he's a good golfer, B... Carl Donnelly and Andy Parsons once passionately kissed during an episode of Mock the Week, but it didn't make the final edit. Or C, Andy Parsons and Carl Donnelly get their hair cut together. Which of those did he say?
Oh, God.
A, B, or C?
Barely remember at all. I'm just trying to think which one of those is the most likely, just kind of logically.
Golf, kissing, haircut. That's what your choice is.
I'm going to go with golf. I think I can imagine him being a good golfer. I'm not sure about a good kisser or not, but...
Right. Well, let's find out. Here's what Carl said. Listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. We'll do the big debate next. More guest action. Andy Parsons.
I know.
Is coming in.
He's bigger than me, isn't he?
He is. Big Andy, they call him.
Oh, big up. Yeah, I like Andy.
Yeah, he's in.
Good golfer.
Is he?
Yes, he is, yeah.
There you go. It was the right answer.
Hey.
Very good. A little aside there from Carl. Okay, here's question number two. Big story. We covered, of course, Donald Trump earlier in the week officially announcing his wall. Humpty Trumpty and his wall. And we had an exclusive interview with the wall expert that everybody wanted to talk to, and we got him. On the line then to discuss Donald Trump's wall is a wall expert, a veteran really of wall-based issues. He joins us on the line now. Hello, Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, hello, John.
Yeah, nice to talk.
How you doing, mate? Humpty, how's it going?
Fine, thank you. Do you want me to... Is it Humpty, Mr. Dumpty? How would you prefer that I talk to you?
Well, my mates call me Dump, But you can call me Humpty if you want.
All right then, Humpty. There you go. There's Humpty Dumpty on the phone. But how was Humpty when he found out about Trump's wall? Was he A, excited? Cass smells of an egg. Was he B, in pieces? Or was he C, worried that a wall and the subsequent export tax for Mexico could harm their economy? A, B or C?
I reckon, he's a pretty clever guy, and it's definitely C.
Definitely C. All right, let's find out what Humpty said. So what do you make of this Donald Trump wall?
When I heard about it, I was in bits, John.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
It was in pieces, it was in bits. Yeah. It was B, wasn't it? Weirdly, Humpty Dumpty doesn't smell of an egg.
Mm.
It's just Cass.
Cass ate him.
Question number three. Finally, yesterday on the show, our lonely luncher was Hereward. Hereward.
Hello.
Hello there. That's a very...
Hello, Hereward.
Is it Anglo-Saxon, Hereward?
It is Anglo-Saxon, yes. There's a guy called Hereward the Wake.
Wake, yes.
Who was a kind of freedom fighter against William the Conqueror.
Yeah.
And my dad was into Saxons, so I got the name.
Ah. Mm. It's a shame he wasn't into the band Saxon, in which case you would have been called Biff Byford, who is the lead singer.
I'm thankful he wasn't.
Ah, but what was this son of the Saxon fan eating for his lunch, did we learn further on in the call, Dan? Was he eating, Hedderwood this is, was he eating a hare sandwich? Was he eating a finger roll? Or was he eating a kangaroo's anus?
Oh, God. Well, I've watched On a Celebrity. That is the worst, definitely the worst task I've ever
won. What was Hedderwood eating during this?
What was A and B again?
A was a hare sandwich, B was a finger roll.
I reckon it's the hair sandwich.
Let's find out. What would a bookseller in Tetbury be having for lunch? I think that is the question the nation wants an answer to.
Well, he's having hair sandwiches.
Hair sandwiches?
Yes, as in H-A-R-E, hair pate.
Oh, thank
sandwiches.
God for that. There it was! You were right. Okay, now...
Yeah, good.
Now,
do I win anything?
No. So, the... the glory, for a start, there's glory, obviously.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Being on the radio. But let's just go and find out what your score is, because Cornelius has been keeping score, I think. Have you been keeping score?
Yeah, I've been keeping score.
Yeah, and what did Dan, who is a chemical engineering student,
get? Dan, who is a chemical engineering student,
yes.
Got?
Yes. Yes. You got what? You got what? Did he get?
2 points.
You got 2 points. Looking back over my shoulder. Well done, Dan. That makes you. I'm going to call you loyal. That's good. That's good, Dan.
It's good to be here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. End of the week quiz then with Dan. There'll be another one of those next week. We really should come up with a prize for it or something, don't you think? I mean, we give away meat on the other day, so why can't we give away meat for this as well? Chicken, beef or lamb, don't we?
Why do you ask me when I don't care?
Okay. I'm going to start giving away meat for that. So, end of the week quiz back at the end of next week, of course. The rest of today, though, looks a little bit like this. Big debate coming next. A man called Con, hello.
Hello.
Right. We'll be in a lift reading out the texts and the tweets we've got from the haters in the past 5 days as the lift travels downwards through the building. That's a feature called Condescending. And we've got live music for you as we drag a busker in off the streets, as we do on a Friday, for Live Music Busking Friday. Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's coming up at 3 o'clock. Victoria will have the news next.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Businesses like our cars come in all shapes and sizes. There can be just one of you. Or two of you. Five of you. Or even 100 of you. It's why we designed the stylish and spacious Mazda 3, the large and luxurious Mazda 6, and the versatile Mazda CX-5. So whatever size business you are, there's a Mazda to suit. All designed around you, so you and your car feel as one. Monthly rental prices start at £159 for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda for more details. Mazda. Drive together.
T's and C's apply. Initial rental of £954. All rentals exclude VAT at 20%. £159 per month includes £500 dealer contribution. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services contract hire.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Friday. Here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn faces growing rebellion, more tube strikes and Anton Dex honours.
Talk Radio.
A member of Jeremy Corbyn's shadow cabinet has resigned in protest at the Labour leader's stance on leaving the EU. Jo Stephens has quit as shadow Welsh secretary after Labour MPs were told they should vote in favour of a bill allowing Theresa May to trigger Article 50. Tulip Sadiq resigned as shadow education minister last night. Brendan Chilton is the general secretary of Labour Leave.
MPs have got to vote for this. The country voted to leave. I do, however, appreciate there are some members of parliament whose constituency voted very strongly to remain. And so it's a very difficult job for them. And as I say, this is a Brexiteer. You know, they've got a very difficult juggling act between what their constituency voted for, what the nation voted for.
Theresa May has laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier, Arlington Cemetery in Virginia. She will be having talks with the new US president later, where trade and security are expected to be discussed. Two men have been jailed over a runaway tipper truck crash which killed a four-year-old girl and three men in Bath almost 2 years ago. Haulage boss Matthew Gordon has been handed a 7.5-year sentence, while mechanic Peter Wood gets 5 years, 3 months. They were found guilty of manslaughter as a result of gross negligence. Two more strikes on the London Underground have been announced for next month. There'll be a 16-hour walkout from a week on Sunday and another lasting 15 hours 2 days later on the 7th of Feb. The RMT union says it's because of a disagreement over jobs and ticket office closures. And Ant and Dec have received their OBEs.
It's still kind of sinking in, really. It's a bit mad, isn't it?
It's a bit of a surreal way to end the week, coming to Buckingham Palace to pick up your OBE. But yeah, it's been an incredible week.
Brilliant.
Ant and Dec there. To give them their full names, Antichrist and December.
Cornelius, did you just...
Sorry?
Did you just join in on that clip?
No, this is my voice.
Can we hear the clip again, please?
It's still kind of sinking in, really. It's a bit mad, isn't it?
It's been a surreal week to end the week.
Brilliant.
Are you trolling Ant and Dec?
Sorry?
Are you trolling Ant and Dec?
Antichrist in December, call them
I don't know what you're
so
on
you
about.
So you both are, yeah. So the pair were briefly split up during the ceremony, which recognised their services to entertainment. Comes just a couple of days after they won 3 national television awards, including Best Presenter for a 16th year in a row.
It's like you said earlier, Connor. It's no surprise, isn't it?
That's an odd award, isn't it?
What?
Best Presenter for a 16th year in a row.
It wouldn't be surprising.
It's the 16th year in a row they've won Best Presenter.
If they won an award for just getting awards now.
Yeah. But that's basically what the OBE was.
Yeah. Well, every year they get the OBE.
Yeah,
don't
I know. 16th time now.
OBEs.
You're just jealous.
OBEs.
Have you got an OBE for Prince Services Charles. To Entertainment, John?
Not yet.
Not yet. You're hoping to get one.
It's only a matter of time.
Is it?
Yes.
Might have to buck up your ideas a little. Mm.
I think many people agree this show is a bit of a buck up. Did you do the weather?
No.
Okay, do you want to?
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's got the weather.
My
you aren't for Deck, which one are you?
Oh, I'm Deck.
I just can't tell you apart. I don't know which one you are. Would you like a Dutchie original biscuit? Prince Charles. Climate. Talking to plants.
Jeremy Corbyn didn't know who they were, did he?
No.
That's true.
Which one are you? Antichrist or December? I don't know which one you are. I wish my mummy would go away. Then I could be king.
You shouldn't laugh during the weather, if it's all it's serious.
I mean, she can't have long.
The weather, mostly cloudy with rain moving into western and southern areas. The best of the sunshine across Scotland.
I'd pay someone to do it. Like I did with the other.
Highs of 8 degrees.
There's more in half an hour.
Oh, 25 thanks, minutes now.
Thanks,
Victoria.
And now here's...
You'll probably be late, so Ben. Probably will be half an hour.
It's Ben with the... Prince Charles presented them with the OB.
I know.
Oh, right.
Now I know what you were doing.
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Today, Ben's sport comes live from the annual Royal Society for the Protection of Cottage Birds bird count, where someone is counting birds.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Crystal Palace manager Sam Allardyce doesn't know where the club are at in their efforts to sign Carl Jenkinson. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger claimed yesterday the fullback's wage demands are delayed. Allardyce admits money does seem to be the issue. He's also confirmed Patrick Van Aanholt's having a medical ahead of a move from Sunderland. It's understood the Dutch fullback was signed for a fee which could rise to £14 million. A busy weekend of FA Cup fourth round action gets underway this evening with a tie between two local rivals. Premier League champions Leicester head to Sky Bet Championship side Derby County in Talk Sports live commentary match. Finally, tennis. Rafa Nadal set up an Australian Open final with Roger Federer. Nadal came through an epic last four tie that lasted close to 5 hours to beat Grigor Dimitrov in five sets, 6-4 in the decider. It'll be the first time in nearly 6 years they play each other in a major final. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there. With the pre-recorded sport live from the annual bird count that the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds do. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll do the big debate very shortly indeed.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, you know what? To hell with it. Let's do it now. As Theresa May meets Donald Trump, we finally get to find out what the special relationship is. We know that the historic meeting between them, that historic moment, will take place in the Oval Office. Trump's saying he wants a quick deal with the UK. Now, all we can do is hope that the UK, unlike the Oval Office desk back when Monica Lewinsky was Bill Clinton's intern, we can just hope that the UK isn't screwed over. It should all be fine, of course. Donald Trump's respect for women is well known. The main issues on the table, also screwed over probably, are trade and security. And it stands to reason that Donald Trump will be keen to embrace equal deals with the UK. After all, it's not like he kept shouting America first or anything during his inauguration speech, or has been signing executive orders that outline protectionist trade practices. Yet the Prime Minister, in a speech in Philadelphia yesterday, of course, the soft, spreadable state, said that both nations would stand side by side, cheek to cheek, as we renew this so-called special relationship. Now, on the line, listening to me say the word cheek there, is Homer, who's called the radio station on this number, 03444991000. Good afternoon, Homer.
How are you, John? How are you, man?
Yes, fine, thanks. Thanks for calling in. Now, you heard me say the word cheek, and you told our researcher, you called in, you told our researcher there that, let me get this right, you say that cheeks are a waste of face. What is it about cheeks that you don't like? What is it about cheeks?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say, I was listening to your show, and I heard some of them adverts.
Yeah.
They've got that one with the Doctor Who man talking about Mercedes. saying, what do you think when something's a little past its best?
Yep.
I think it's actually quite rude of them to take the mick out of you, John, like that.
Yeah.
But as far as cheeks go, this obsession's all thanks to the Kardashians. They've returned us to a Rubenesque ideal of beauty. And I actually prefer the British model, where the ideal of beauty is looking like a little boy, like Kate Moss or you, John.
Yeah. Now, I'm getting from your accent there that you're Welsh, and I wonder if it's a nationalist thing. I don't know, because it's interesting about cheeks, isn't it? Because we've all got them, but they are all different. And the idea that they're a waste of a face is something that is widely thought about. The question is, though, what do we do with them? Because we have got... Look, I just want to bring in... Let me bring in... Wait, hold the line for me, Homer, there. And let me bring in Josh on the other line. Hello, Josh.
Hey, up, you're right.
Yeah. Now, you are for... You're in favour of cheeks.
Definitely. I am a massive supporter of cheek rights. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I can't actually believe what he is saying, that we don't need them. How can he actually say that? If we did not have them,
yes,
our food would just fall on the floor everywhere. It would be a nightmare.
Well, yeah, but you say that, but they are... hang on, Homer. He's got a point, because they are a bit of a waste of a face.
No.
I mean, if you think about the face, other bits of face have useful things, don't they? Eyes, for instance, are in the face, a mouth is in the face, a nose, etc. But cheeks, there's nothing there. It's like a skin wasteland, isn't it, Josh?
Now, see, I used to think that. I used to resent my cheeks. I had braces for 4 years, and every day would be a constant struggle.
Yep.
They'd ulcer, they'd shred, they'd bleed. I'd cry myself to sleep.
Yeah.
But my cheeks changed. They healed.
Well, this is a cheek brace, isn't it? For those that...
They came back stronger, tougher than ever.
Well, for those that don't...
And I love my cheeks now. You could put anything in my mouth, and I'd enjoy it.
Fine.
If it wasn't for cheeks, Cornelius's eyes would have to be in the normal position on his head, wouldn't it?
Yeah, which...
Well, what about this? The Cheeky Girls were the best duo in human history.
Yeah.
What has been better, Hitler and Eva Braun? Wallace Simpson and... What's his name? Or John Holmes and the Soho Sauna Boys? I don't think so.
No. Well,
the Cheeky Girls were the best we could do, and if that's the case, let's get rid of them.
Well, hang on a minute. Let me. That's an interesting argument, because I just wanted to bring that in. Let's put your argument to the test, okay? So this is the Cheeky Girls. Right, now, and if we follow your argument and get rid of cheeks... You get that?
Yeah, that's way better.
All right. Josh, out of interest, I'm bringing you back into the argument a little bit there. You've got to remember that squirrels store nuts in their cheeks, right, Josh? That's a fact, isn't it?
Well, we've all been known to do that.
Yeah. And so, if we remove them, and let's follow Homer's argument through, where are we going to store our nuts? The screen in terms of squirrels.
Well, I mean, they tend to bury them, but they've got a really bad memory. They've got that Alzheimer's, that squirrel Alzheimer's thing, so they couldn't remember where their nuts are. So if the nuts aren't in their mouth,
yeah,
what are they supposed to do? They need to be able to remember.
Yes.
And cheeks are really useful for that. They're great for people with dementia and Alzheimer's and...
No,
because it's a constant.
Nonsense.
It's a constant, isn't it? Let me look at this for an example. Now, Theresa May, she's meeting Donald Trump right at the moment, right as we speak. Okay, she's in America. There's a joint news conference they're going to be doing at 6 PM UK time this evening. Now, she has gone to America, and she will see his cheeks. Now, in America, there's a powerful cheek lobby, as you know. Having cheeks, being able to own cheeks, is written into the Constitution. Everyone's got the right to bear cheeks in America. And I mean, do we want to see the Constitution changed? Is that what you want, Homer? Because it's not going to, is it? You can't... The lobby's too powerful, isn't it, to keep cheeks?
Well, I don't know. I think we should get rid of them. I'd just replace them with a big hole.
Right.
Because them Americans are right fat. Let them lose some weight like that, man, if all the food's dropping out. When I were a kid, we didn't have no money for cheeks or holidays.
Yeah.
Or Descartesian metaphysics like they do now.
Yeah, that's right. And I wonder if you want to return to that as a... I mean, do you look back on that now and think when we didn't have cheeks, it was the glory day, golden time.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah. And Josh, you mentioned... Go on.
No, it's all right.
Okay, fine. Josh, you you mentioned the food falling out of the face, but surely that would help stop child obesity, wouldn't it? If we didn't have cheeks, when the child would masticate...
You've got to remember, child obesity, whilst it's a horrible health hazard, they look so cute with their little chubby cheeks and stuff.
Right.
Cheeks make things better. So yeah. You look at them and think, oh my God, that is so cute. Look at his face. Don't pay attention to the rest of him, the moves and everything like that. But the cheeks... They make it. They make him absolutely gorgeous, little rosy cheek.
No, that's nonsense.
I don't know whether you've been hearing... Go on.
Let me talk for once.
All right.
Cheeks were invented in Scotland. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Just like deep-fried heroin.
Yeah.
In order to keep food against their teeth, because most of the people up there had only got one or two teeth left from opening bottles of Iron Brew-flavoured schnapps. Without cheeks, they wouldn't have been able to become so grossly obese.
Yes. Well, you're absolutely right about Scotland. I mean, you remember, I mean, the British manufacturer of cheeks used to... I mean, we used to have the best cheeks in the world. We used to export them all over the world, didn't we? They were all made in the Glasgow cheek yards.
Yeah.
And those times... Well, Thatcher, of course, stopped cheek manufacturing, didn't she?
Cheek snatcher?
Well, that's what they called her. That's what they called her, didn't they? Have you heard about these trials in Sweden? I don't know whether you've heard about these that they're doing.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, they swapped them over because what they decided in Sweden, like you, Homer, they decided that they didn't want cheeks anymore on faces. Because it was a waste of skin. So what they did, they just did an experiment where they swapped them over with the arse cheeks. So they took the cheeks off the faces and they took the buttocks and they put them on the face, one either side of the nasal cavity and the mouth and so on. So people walk around with arse cheeks instead of cheeks, and they just grafted them on. The problem, of course, was that because the middle of the arse cheeks was where the nose is, that people didn't like the smell. So they had to stop the experiment. But it's an interesting idea. I mean, would you be against that? I mean, we know you don't like face cheeks, but what about arse cheeks?
David Cameron had that done, and look how that turned out.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good
ass face.
Yeah. Well, that's
but what about this?
What about what?
We know in certain cultures, which I can't name because they love a fatwa, cheeks are actually considered the sexiest part of a woman. But they have to cover them up. Yeah. Like, you can have your hoo-ha out for any politician to grab, but not the cheeks. Right. They know it's wrong.
Right. Okay. It's an interesting... I mean, it's an interesting debate. And
what
I know
about that?
Yeah. And it will continue. Can I ask you? We're out of time, sadly. I mean, this is a debate that's going to run and run. We've already. I mean, the switchboard has lit it up, and the texts have lit it up as well, and everything has lit it up.
Well, hurry up, man, because I'm about to tune into Steve right now.
Okay, right. Well, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, then, please, Homer?
Moribund.
Thank you. You, Josh.
Radiator.
Great. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we need cheeks in this day and age, do we need them? We've all got them, but do we actually need them? Or is it just a waste of face? Let us know what you think. It's post-Brexit Britain. We've got Lemsip now. We've got Games of Twister. Why do we need cheeks as well? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that's The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Switching current accounts is easier than you think. All you need to do is
pick a bank, a switch date that suits you, and all your payments and
direct debits will move over, guaranteed. And if your new bank agrees, your overdraft could be
set up on your new account. No wonder over 3 million have already switched.
Now that's what you call seamless. Oh yeah.
Switching personal and business current accounts has never been easier. Visit currentaccountswitch.co.uk. Service available to businesses with an annual turnover of under £6.5 million and fewer than 50 employees.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
nothing, naught, nil, or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. And for even less hassle, we're offering 2-year servicing for just $199. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from now until Monday the 30th of January and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from 26th to 30th of January at participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo Car Credit.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
That accident in Bristol on the M4 eastbound that was causing an entry slip road to be blocked at junction 19 has now been cleared and traffic is getting back to normal. Still delays in Berkshire, the M4 heading towards London at junction 5 for Langley, with congestion back to junction 7, though all lanes have reopened after that earlier accident. On the M6 northbound in Lancashire, two lanes closed, very slow traffic due to an overturned vehicle between 35 for Carnforth and 36 for Kirby Lonsdale, also causing problems southbound. I'm Paul Jenkins.
I'm always wondering what counts as one of your five a day. I thought red wine might, because it's got grapes in it, but sadly not. Then I discovered something red that does count. Heinz tomato soup. One bowl counts as one of your five a day. How could I not have known that? Now I've got something to look forward to, because curled up on the sofa, what's going to warm you through? A stick of celery or a bowl of tomato soup? Exactly. And of course, it has to be Heinz.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed we will, and we have, because what you've been talking about is, of course, cheeks, the big debate today. Do we need cheeks? I mean, we've all got them on our faces and on our arses, but do we need them anymore? I mean, if you think about it, we're in 2017 now. We've got things like Lemsip and games of Twister. Why do we need cheeks anymore? Well, you heard, of course, Homer and Josh there. They called in, had a bit of a ding and a dong about it. But what do you think? Cornelius, all reactions coming
in? Lots coming in. John, if we get rid of cheeks, we should replace them with leeks, because that rhymes. John, we need cheeks to talk. If we get rid of our cheeks, we'll have to use our arse cheeks to talk, and that means we'll be talking out of arses. What will that lead to? Well, an evening show on LBC.
All right, thank you. And this has come in as well, saying, of course, don't forget the science behind it. Was it 2016? I think that's the latest data that anyone's got. 2016, cheeks were warmer in 2016 than in any other year on record. That's,
wow.
I know, which is a problem, of course. Cheek warming is an issue, and you have to say, if we get rid of cheeks, does that help? It's cheek breaking off, and so on. And this as well, don't forget, John, cheeks are very, very important. This is from Simon. Very important indeed, because in the satellite Voyager 1, you remember that Voyager 1 in 1977, they sent out a satellite with Human Endeavour. There was Beatles recordings, recordings of natural sounds, images of the solar system, line drawings of naked men and women. And this is still going out there. And, of course, two human cheeks. And they sent that out, should any aliens find it, to let them know there was intelligent life on Earth, or at least was until Brexit and Trump. Now, it's some requests for just before a man goes to it. You've got to go to the lift, by the way.
Who, me?
Yes. Very shortly indeed, a man, Cornelius Conn, him, will go to the lift. He's going now, in fact. Where he will read out the haters' texts and tweets as it travels downwards through the building in the feature we call Condescending. While he gets there, let's have a speech request, because it's Some Request Friday. We can't be like Of for Von Radio 2, can we? No, we cannot, because we can't play music on All Request Friday like Simon Mayo does. But we can play speeches and talks.
on the radio as requests. And you're very welcome to send your dedications in for loved ones. Hi, everybody at Talk Radio, except for the Badass Women Show. Please could you play me a speech, as the family and I are currently going on holiday to Blackpool, and therefore we need cheering up. Please could you play the speech we listen to as a family the most? We'll be talking along with it as we drive. If you play it, John, we know every single word. It's when Oprah Winfrey addresses the crowd at Harvard in 2015. That's from Georgie in Bingham. Thank you, Georgie in Bingham. Here for you is Oprah addressing the Harvard class of 2015.
To President Faust, my fellow honorans, Carl, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much. And James Rothenberg, Stephanie Wilson, Harvard faculty, with a special bow to my friend, Dr. Henry Louis Gates. All of you alumni, with a special bow to the class of 88 and your $115 million. And to you, members of the Harvard class of 2013, hello. I thank you for allowing me to be a part of the conclusion of this chapter of your lives and the commencement of your next chapter. To say that I'm honored doesn't even begin to quantify the depth of gratitude that really accompanies an honorary doctorate from Harvard. Not too many little girls from rural Mississippi have made it all the way here to Cambridge, and I can tell you that I consider today, as I sat on the stage this morning getting teary for you all and then teary for myself, I consider today a defining milestone in a very long and a blessed journey.
Woo! What an amazing... You're right, Cass?
Sorry, you made me jump. Oh,
is that why you nearly said a word? Swear word?
I know, yeah.
Right, so, wow. I mean, that is some speech, isn't it? That, isn't it?
I'm proper uplifted now.
Yes, that is a banging Friday anthem. A banthem. And we're playing it for Georgie in Bingham. She and the family off to Blackpool on holiday this weekend, so they need cheering up. If you've got a speech or request dedication, let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's not a word, that's northern. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Smell of an egg.
I do not. Stop saying that.
Cass has come into the studio because Cornelius has gone to the lift. Why has he gone to the lift? Ask me why he's gone to the lift.
No.
Okay. I'll tell you why. It's because the hater's going to hate. Every Friday we take the texts and the tweets that we get from the haters and the trolls that I get sent personally on Twitter or here in the studio, or the show gets, people just hate it. You know, like they do, they troll it, don't they? They abuse, they send abuse and all that. We don't report them to Twitter, we don't block them, we don't do anything, we just print out all the hate and we put it in the hands of Con, who takes it to the lift and then reads them out loud as it travels downwards through the building on a Friday afternoon. It's a feature we call Con Descending, and he should be in the lift now. Hello, Cornelius. Can you hear
me,
Cornelius?
Hello. Yes, here I am outside the lift. I'm just going to get in now. I changed the radio that's on in the lift, of course, to this.
Disappointed the market.
What is it?
Richard Hunter, head of research at Wilson King Investment Management, spoke to Share Radio's Ed Barnes.
It's Share Radio. Right. Let me press the button. And we'll begin. Christ, quit at BBC Radio 4 today for at LBC, then at Talk Radio. They're all leftist waffle, gibberish and crap. That's coming from Literate Scenic. At Talk Radio, have I tuned into the wrong station? And am I listening to Children's Hour instead of Talk Radio? Says Maurice C. Coleman.
Thank you.
At Talk Radio, that man is on again. Thumbs down emoji. Time to switch channels. Thank you, Big Phil, for that. This show reminds me of the time a small wasp flew into my ear and sat on my eardrum for 6 hours. get you talking, talking about the utter drivel I'm hearing right now. I'm switching off until Galloway gets here. That's coming from some lefty. Someone said, it's not just Asprod Cass who's eggy, the whole show stinks. But she stinks more.
I do not.
At Talk Radio, is John Holmes, John spelt with an H, Holmes without an L, a euphonium for taking a dump in your own toilet, says Arthur Heath OBE. Euphonium, we think they meant euphemism, but euphonium is a brass instrument.
Good.
Making Britain Great says, at Talk Radio, at John Holmes, no fank, he's crap and immature. Want serious right wing show on? Don't we all? This is from a website, a forum where nerds talk about radio. Shadler says, I've just tuned into Talk Radio for the first time to give it a listen. On air at the moment is someone called John Holmes. So far, it's just been very disjointed, with lots of silent pauses and the presenters giggling about things which aren't immediately obvious to the listener. Not overly impressed so far. Back to you, John.
Thanks very much, Cornelius there. Cornelius is in the lift reading out the... Reading out the hate. Moved on to the message boards there, I noticed. That's good. Oh, the haters gonna... The haters, all they're gonna hate. Oh, they're gonna hate. So if you hate me or the show, then don't be backwards in coming forwards. Get in touch. 87222.
Starting message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with a lot of hate.
Yeah. Or you can send it to me personally. At John Holmes 1. J-O-N-H-O-L-M-E-S number 1. For next week's Condescending. Because the haters gonna hate. It's 3:30 now. We'll have live music in the next half an hour. Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Shadow Welsh Secretary Joe Stevens is quitting Jeremy Corbyn's Shadow Cabinet in protest at the Labour leader's stance on leaving the EU. He told his MPs yesterday they should vote in favour of a bill allowing Theresa May to trigger Article 50. The General Secretary of Labour Leave, Brendan Chilton, has told Talk Radio the party needs to be more constructive.
Firstly, accept that the referendum went the way it did and that we're leaving. The nation voted to leave by majority. MPs should respect that. I think what the Labour Party needs to start to do is to articulate its vision for the United Kingdom outside the European Union.
UKIP's leader says if waterboarding can save lives from terrorism, then he'd probably be okay with it. Paul Nuttall has echoed Donald Trump's views that the torture technique could be used during interrogations to fight fire with fire. Meanwhile, the US president will meet Theresa May in the next few hours, where they're expected to discuss security and trade. The Prime Minister's been visiting the Arlington National Cemetery, and she's laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. A haulage boss and a mechanic have been jailed in connection with the deaths of four people who were killed by a tipper truck with faulty brakes. The pair have been given a total of almost 13 years behind bars following the crash in Bath in February 2015. And Ant and Dec say they're thrilled to pick up their OBEs. They're taking their families out for lunch following the ceremony at Buckingham Palace. The weather, rain spreading eastwards overnight, feeling milder with lows of 3 degrees. Tomorrow rain will clear eastwards during the morning, followed by some brighter conditions. But showers, perhaps heavy and thundery at times, will follow from the west. Highs of 9. There's more in half an hour.
What did Nuttall say again? What did he say? Nuttall.
The new UKIP leader says
Nuttall.
If waterboarding can save lives from terrorism, then he'd probably be okay with it.
And then what? Then the next bit you said?
That he's echoing Donald Trump's views.
And the next bit?
That the torture technique could be used during interrogations. And then Paul Nuttall said to fight fire with fire.
So is it water or fire? I thought you'd fight... That's confusing, isn't it? Because it's water...
He's not meaning literal fire, John.
Well, he's not being clear, because waterboarding involves water.
Yes.
And he's now saying you have to fight fire with fire. But I thought you had to fight fire with water.
Mm.
If you fight fire with fire, it's going to get a bigger fire. So what he should have said was, you have to fight fire with water. Or water with paper or scissors or stone.
Mm. John.
Is that the game?
John.
What?
I just can't get my head around it.
Very complicated.
Don't steal catchphrases. Also, why is Theresa May going to Donald Trump for trade?
No, they want to secure, they want to have a good relationship so when we leave the European Union, we can get a trade deal
with the
United States.
You don't go to Trump,
do you?
He's
the president.
No.
That's not where,
no.
That's not where the trade go, is it?
No, they go to Selco.
Why hasn't she gone to Selco?
Selco for the
trade.
That's where the trade
go. That's where the trade go. Famously.
Yeah. I mean, that's what our radio station tells everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's right. It's where the trade go.
Well, that trade point.
Yep, them as well. Yep. They're good.
Everyone who advertises on this station is excellent.
Yeah.
Made that very clear. Right, so it's 25 to 4. And that was Victoria with the news. And yeah. Next, we'll have live music on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just a bit further back.
That's Cornelius there explaining to our musician this afternoon how the microphones
just
work.
The
I think she probably knows that. She's
yeah, well... It's,
she knows that.
It's not as simple as you suspect.
You are. Right, so, live music then. On a Friday, it's what we do. We have the last half an hour dedicated to live music, in session, no less. And today we welcome our musician, Cordelia.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Cordelia.
Good
Cordelia.
Name. Strong name.
It's a little bit like yours.
Thanks.
Cornelius.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really disconcerting earlier. It was Cornelia.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of, it's made me a bit twitchy.
Yes.
I just have that effect.
No, you do not. So, welcome.
Thank
anyway,
you.
Anyway, it's lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in. Where have you come from?
Streatham.
Oh, right, okay. Mm. So, tell us, musically speaking, you know, this is the bit where we do a little chat.
Yeah.
Right? And then we'll do some songs. That's okay. Kind of how the radio works. So, tell us about you, Cordelia.
I am a folk musician, mm-hmm. I suppose. I'm currently doing a master's at UCL. And doing,
in folk musicianship?
Yeah. I'm doing it in reception of the classical world, but with folk musicianship on the side.
Interesting.
I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. And how long? So, why folk music? What is that sort of? You were interested in it from the moment go? Is it something your parents were into? How did you get? Why folk?
Yeah, my parents were really into Simon and Garfunkel, but other than that, mostly classical music. So I grew up listening to Simon and Garfunkel, and then a lot of kind of. Yeah, classical stuff, but the folk music
won
you know,
through. You
it won through. Yeah, exactly. I could have been a.
Are your parents musical? I mean, when did you first pick up an instrument?
I started playing piano when I was about 7, yeah. I think, but I wasn't very good at it, I think, initially. But singing always. I've always sung, and my parents both sing. They've been in choirs since before I was born.
Oh. It's always, because we do this every Friday, so it's always kind of nice to get people's backstories and kind of, you know, and where they started and what their influences sort of were. So, you know, I'm not just asking you weird questions.
Yeah,
it's just a sort of standard thing. Look, I know you're going to play two tracks for us.
Yeah.
So what we're going to be hearing?
So the cover that I'm going to play is a song called A Better Deal by an artist called Merivale, who is from Toronto, and she's not famous, but it's such a good song, and she deserves to be famous.
You could have passed it off as your own.
I could.
You could have just done that.
Yeah.
You said, this is a really good song I wrote. We wouldn't know. She'll be confused when she gets a PRS fee. Now, Talk Radio played one of my songs. Not even famous. Okay, fine. And then you're doing one of your own.
And yes, I will be doing an original song.
So it's for us to judge which is the best song, then, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So which one are you doing first?
I'll do the cover first.
Okay.
I think.
Then. All right.
Yeah.
Then. Okay. Here we go then. Now, when you perform, is your performing name just your name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cordelia Gartside.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful.
It's fine. But I can handle that. Professional. So Cordelia Gartside with us playing live in the studio, and this is called
A Better Deal.
Thank you.
go? Would you follow? Would you leave all you know? Run through the woods, through the forest and the trees and the snow. I could never reason any way with you. Each piece, every puzzle always seemed to fall into place exactly in the way you wanted to. Ooh. Ooh. To tell you I'm cold wouldn't get me far, 'cause that's the way things usually are this time of year. In a little while you can see me and I'll feel better then, with my fingers crossed for a better deal and something sure. Sink or swim, for I have been the sweet one down the line, tearing up toes and cracking all my bones for something that is mine alone. Four times round and I carry by the pound every word that I speak in the sunshine for hours and hours, till you tell me, is it true? Have you heard that you can get lost in a place you know, like the back of your hand, while the sirens go in the front of your mind? Do you ever unwind? Is it all for show? Sink or swim, for I have been the sweet one down the line, holding out and half passed out for some time. You'll be mine alone.
Yeah! Oh,
very good.
Woo! That is a good song.
It is a good song.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for Merrivale.
Yeah. Where did you hear of Merrivale?
Yeah, my friend sent me this video about 6 years ago. She wrote this song when she was 17, I think, which is outrageous.
Yeah.
And it's just a really bad quality video of this girl sitting in a room with her back to the camera, but she's playing this incredible song, and it's been one of my all-time favourite songs since then. And yeah, I think she's actually starting to kind of give music a proper go now. She's released 2 EPs.
Okay. When you said she had her back to the camera, that might not be her. You see what she might
have done? Yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
She could have just been pretending. You don't know. She can't see her singing.
I'd never thought of that.
Yeah. So
maybe it's all been a lie.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Well, look, we're going to take Traffic and Travel now. Mm-hmm. But stay there, because I know you have more. So we'll be back with more live music on Talk Radio. Sounds weird, doesn't it? But that's what's going to happen, and that's what happens on a Friday after Traffic and Travel. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio, with Northwood's guaranteed rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's guaranteed rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
It's not like us to show off here at Dacia. We prefer to be, you know, understated. But we thought you'd like to know that the new Dacia Sandero has won the 2017 What Car Best Small Car for under £12,000. That's 5 years in a row. Yes, sirree, Bob, the big one. 5 times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One after t'other. Line them up, shoot them down. Ah, that felt good. The Dacia Sandero range from 5,995. Dacia, you do the maths. Available at participating dealers only.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Wilbur, wake up! Having that broken boiler nightmare again? You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected Home Care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur. For Home Care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
This weekend, The Times will be putting MasterChef's Monica Galletti to the test, and you can too, with a recipe guide from the Queen of the Kitchen. Read our exclusive interview about working as a tough love judge and learn how to wow guests with her easy weekend dishes. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
Most people find a car and then apply for finance. But Richard from Rotherham visited carfinance247.co.uk and got his finance first. As well as no arrangement fees, he can buy from any deal he likes. So congratulations, Richard. You're good to go.
Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk.
Rates from 7% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, represented at 27.4% APR. All circumstances considered.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M6 northbound in Lancashire, two lanes closed and very slow traffic due to an overturned vehicle between junction 35 for Carnforth and junction 36 for Kirby Lonsdale. It's causing problems also on the southbound carriageway. In Worcestershire, the M5 southbound, a lane closed on the exit slip road due to broken down vehicle at junction 4 for Bromsgrove. And in Somerset, Bridgewater, the A38 Bristol Road going into town, queuing between Wilds Road and the Bath Road in the roadworks. I'm Paul Jenkins.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your Leckie blankets, your three-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot, and it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you're talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio In It. I am John Holmes. A lot of news, of course. Theresa May is meeting Donald Trump in the White House over a trade deal. She's gone there for trade, which is odd, as we've said, because most people know that you go to trade to Selco, which is where the trade go. That's in the news, of course. The Labour, another Labour resignation over the Brexit vote as well. So Theresa May's got to come back and deal with that. Chinese New Year, of course, on the way. A lot of news around. It's getting quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, Cornelius, but we're here to help in the afternoons. You see, between 1 and 4, what we do is we take you and we lead you by the hand and push the news at you, but in the form of short-form Japanese verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
It's the year of the rooster, the year that China overtakes the West.
The news in haikus. We're doing live music on a Friday afternoon. Cordelia Gartside. Hello. Every time I say your surname, I want to sing it a little bit like The Killers.
Yeah.
Mr. Brightside. Yeah. That's what I think. That's what I'm.
I want to say, before, Luke, yeah. Come over to the Garth side.
Yeah, that's also a good one.
Yeah.
Which works better.
Yeah. But Cordelia, of course. Cornelius. Mm-hmm. Someone's just said that I should, because I call him Con, should call you Cod. Someone's just tweeted.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, that sounds good.
Someone else has said, OMG, this is on Twitter. Yeah. OMG, Cordelia is amazing. I love her voice so much.
Oh, really? Who's that from?
Arge.
Argy Bargy.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Who's that?
Thanks, Arge. just one of my friends.
Okay, fine.
Someone's also tweeted you, John, while we're doing this.
Oh, yeah. Say how much they love me, as we.
Say, you cuddle goats promiscuously.
Well, that's actually slander, because I don't. I cuddle them sort of slightly violently, actually, so not promiscuously. Someone else has
was a bit weird, actually. A bit weird for this show, thanks.
The French Tickler has tweeted as well.
And
it says, I was listening to the radio when Cass was on just now, or Con was in the lift, and because I was listening to Cass on the radio, my house now stinks of her egg.
Yeah, that does happen, and we are sorry.
Mm. Anyway, Cordelia is with us, for she is a musician. Now, you've busked, of course. You have busked in the past.
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I have busked.
Was it a good experience or a bad experience?
Lovely. Yeah? It was a very nice experience. Yeah. I did it with one of my friends, and we busked for about 3 hours, and I think we made about...
3 hours?
I think we made about £4.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's character building.
Yeah. Where did you do it?
We did it in Brighton City Centre, in the North Lanes, yeah. It's good.
All right. Well, but you've decided that's not for you now. You've moved away from the busking.
I
only say that because when buskers come in here, what happens is, you know, we some of them across that we deliberately dragged them in because they lose money. I was going to say the good places apparently are outside the Tate Modern on the South Bank.
Oh right, okay.
Waterloo Station's pretty good, but they seem they get some.
It's a career, well not a career, but you know, it's a living.
They do make a living. It's a living. While they're doing gigs at night, they do it and they get paid in the day.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, if you fancy it, you know, we can put you in touch.
With a pavement.
The Tate Modern.
With the street.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
Anyway, we're going to hear another song from you.
Yes.
And your amazing voice, Arge. but this is one of yours.
Yeah.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called The Brighter Side.
Mr. Brighter Side. Okay. Yeah. Go outside with The Brighter Side.
Yes.
On Talk Radio.
Yes. I held the sun for moments in my hand, light playing alone on the ferns upon the strand. Tell me that you're happier than you were. Help me find redemption in your words. Set me afloat. And I will run. And your lovers, what a prize they have won. And all that I wrote on a train somewhere, heading north again, I guess. Right.
from that place where hidden you remain. All 21 and laughing once again. Told me you side, but I can't seem to see the light. And we were standing side by side in a world we've left behind. Oh, send me away and I will run and tell your lovers of a time when you were young, when certain we stared upon the sky and the waters before us were wide.
Cordelia Gartside. If you want to follow her on Twitter, at Cordelia Music is where you will find her. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah, I say yours is better than that other girl's.
Stop.
Superb stuff. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Really good to see you. Yasmin Khan, Yasmin Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan, brings you her Friday Drive Spectacular.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You should start calling it that, I think.
Friday Drive Spectacular.
Yeah. Fry Dracula. Yeah, if you like.
Not quite.
Okay. So, anyway, you've got a programme, haven't you?
I have.
What's in it?
That's a nice, straightforward intro. Thank you. Thank you. My favourite repellent little man.
Yes.
I can get T-shirts with that on. So, apparently there's some sort of meeting this afternoon.
Was there?
I think that the daughter of a vicar is meeting some sort of billionaire.
Yes, I think so. It sounds like the beginning of a Mills and Boone novel.
Yes, a very strange one. So we're going to be talking about that. I mean, they've got an hour, apparently, and they've got some fairly meaty topics to discuss.
In an hour?
I know. How do you do that?
We were saying this yesterday. If it's treated like a date, you're going to Pizza Express or something.
Yeah.
Enjoy it over some dough balls.
Yeah. Dough balls and torture.
Also, that's a good name for a pub. She's going to talk about trade, but of course she's gone to the wrong place, because as you well know, where'd you go? If you're talking of your trade, where do you go?
Where do the trade go?
They go to Selco.
Well,
she's gone to Trump.
Come and talk to us.
She's an idiot.
So that's happening. Yep. We're going to be talking about that. Also, kind of embarrassing when your party leader says, "Thou must do this," and underlines it three times. And then all your front bench MPs go, the substantial proportion go, "Not going to do that.
Not
going to
bother."
Not going to bother.
Oh, that happened in England with Jeremy Corbyn.
That did.
Labour.
That's And amazingly,
funny you should bring that up.
We're going to talk about that. Also, if you were Mexico, how would you feel about life? We're going to be talking to a Mexican expert.
A Mexpert.
Stop it. All right. Stop it. Music review, because it's Friday, and also a brand new author who's been quite fated. Katie Kahn, no relation.
Yeah. There we go.
Her new book was out yesterday, Hold Back the Stars. She's coming in to talk to us today. And also, we're going to be talking about peculiar things that you found in your home when you're doing a clear out that you've forgotten or didn't know you had.
Oh, my nan.
Oh, my God, did you forget you had her and then you found her? I found two very different envelopes this week in my house with things in them that I'd forgotten I had. All will be revealed.
Right. I've been told not to sidetrack you, by the way, because your show doesn't start late.
Was it drugs?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
Good.
Also, I'd like to start a list of things that are orange that are good, because I feel it's been
Donald Trump maligned.
Good.
Donald Trump.
Good.
Yeah.
Oompa Loompas.
Marching.
Possibly. The colour orange.
Yeah.
Terry's chocolate orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to Oompa Loompas. Marigold?
Yes.
There you go. Thanks.
Space hoppers.
Thank you. That's a brilliant one. Space hoppers. See, there are orange things which are good.
Do you think we've annoyed Cass yet?
Yes.
Because she says to, she said to hurry up like 2 minutes ago, and I just carried on, and so did you. And like now she's making a big northern witch face at us, and she smells of an egg. And
we do not have time for this.
No, you're, no, it's wasting time.
Sorry,
you can't call her those names.
Sorry,
that's out of order.
I don't understand.
Finish your show.
What do we not have time for? What,
yeah,
what,
I will just press the button.
Press it, Cass.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.